Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. My name is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're having technical difficulties. I'm on location in Laughlin, Nevada. I think I'm on the air. But the problem of it is that the instrument that I'm using to get on the air is my phone, and I can't see the studio. And I'm going to have to ask Robin, who is there, to text me if he can hear me while I work this problem out. So bear with us. Oh, there you are. Let's get this song off. I got to get rid of this song. Robbie, can you hear me? Testing.
I can hear you.
How do I sound?
You sound great.
Oh, my God, Robin. Between us three, we did it. I can see you. Oh, my God. We're live on the air, too. Okay. Let's pretend that nobody knows that we had technical difficulties and that didn't happen, and we'll continue the show. And if we do it right, they won't even know we screwed up. So we're
That's always
rewind.
A good thing.
Exactly. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I got my co-host with me. My co-captain, Robin Cox, is with me today. I'm on location in Laughlin, Nevada. You have to excuse me. I do not have my computer with me to have access to everything I need. So we're flying by the seat of our pants, just like Spirit Airlines. That's what we're going to do. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. We have a very special guest coming in. And I hope he understands we're having a little bit difficulty. O-L-E-P-K coming in. He's a motivational speaker. And if you need any motivation, which I do today, Pete's coming in. I've never spoken to or talked to a motivational speaker at all. Let me just tell you the handicap that I have. Robin, can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Okay, good. Thank you. The handicap I have is, My lovely girlfriend cannot escape. Usually, when I'm on the air, she goes somewhere, she escapes, she does her work, she's doing her taxes, she's she's working in her job, and she's handling major money, like $10 million, $100 million, and blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
So you're escaping? So she says she's escaping now. So she got her head. She's right across from me. She got her headphones on. She goes, I'm escaping now. Wait, before you do this, I just want you to validate. Before you put your headphones on, she doesn't like, let me just tell you, she doesn't like Brian. She thinks Brian is a misogynist, egotistical, sexist maniac. She doesn't like him at all. Wait a minute. She goes, yeah. But you know what she says? But I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to escape. Oh. She's putting her headphones on. And I know she's going to be listening because one ear is going to be open. So, oh, you're putting both of them on? You're going to shut me completely out? Thank you. She's gone now. She's gone.
Oh
my God. So thank you. I see you. I think our guest is here. Our motivational speaker is here. And like I said, Pete, I was going to go for a quick commercial, but I don't want to keep Pete waiting. Now, is Pete in Alabama, Robin?
Yes, he is. He's in the Shoals area. I'm not exactly sure where, but he's in the area where I live.
Wow. And we're going to talk about Hope Fest. We're going to talk about Hope Fest today. This whole week. And past week, we've been having the best guests. I mean, this is like Coachella. Coachella is a big music festival here in California. May I explain? It's like this is like Woodstock, but this Hope Fest musicians, Mike, they're wonderful. They're just wonderful. And we're going to find out what Pete is doing at Hope Fest. Can you believe it? I'm doing a damn show on my phone, Robert, on my phone.
I know.
I can't
believe it was possible.
I didn't think it was possible either, but I'm coming in clear, right?
Very clear. I mean,
Wow. Yeah,
you sound exactly the same.
Drunk and hungover? Thank you.
No, that's usually me.
Okay. If Pete can bear with me, just give me 2 minutes. I can get adjusted. I just want, you know what? I want to drink something. Hey, Robin, I don't want to go to commercial because Pete's there, and I don't want to do it. Can you tell us a little bit about Hope Fest? I get a little coffee on me, then I'll let Pete in the studio. So tell everybody about Hope Fest, please.
Well, Hope Fest is this Saturday, April 20th. It is going to be at the Harley-Davidson in Tuscumbia. You know, it'll be an outside event, but it will be hosted there, and it goes to help the homeless people in the Shoals area. And the event is completely free. You just, you know, come, bring your chairs, and enjoy the show, and enjoy everything else that's there. I mean, it's certainly going to, I don't know who all's going to be there or what all they'll have, but I know it is sure to be a very good time. Every time we have concerts or music festivals in the shows, it's always fun. And it's going for a very good cause.
Yes, it sounds like a lot of fun, you know. I'm glad to be part of it by just interviewing people, you know what I mean? I just feel part of it. And how did you get involved with the musicians and everything in Hope Fest and all the talented artists that are participating in this festival?
Well, I just kind of ran across their manager, Trent Stevenson, and he'll be up next.
Wow.
He'll be the next interview. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's important because I have a lot of musicians and everybody going, how do I get a manager? Well, Trent's up next. So we'll see. All right, everybody, cross your fingers. I'm going to try to get our guest in. I'm going to see if this works. I hope it does. I'm flying blind. Just like Spirit Airlines.
Okay.
We're going one destination. We might arrive somewhere else. Let's see my improv skills put to work. Here we go, because I don't have full access to it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the studio. I don't have my applause. I don't have nothing to work with. Bastards. Well, how am I trying to wing this? You know I am. I don't have my applause. So I don't have my special effects that I would love to give him some applause. I don't think he gets his shit at this point. Okay. Robin, set him up, and I'll find the applause, because he needs the applause. Set him up. He's here in the studio right now. If you were going to ask him some questions, what kind of questions you would ask him?
What kind of questions would I ask him?
Yeah, if you were going to ask him some questions, what kind of questions you would ask him?
I would ask him questions about Hope Fest and what it means to him to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm a little nervous to talk to a motivation speaker, but those guys scare me.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, he actually speaks at the college.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, we have a university in Florence. It's not a big one, but it's the University of North Alabama, and I know he does a lot of speaking there. He speaks to the, you know, sports teams before, you know, they go play a game.
We're going to find out, Robin. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been patient.
He's very patient.
OPE, right?
That's it, right.
Hey, look at that. There he is. I'm looking on this little tiny phone here.
Yes. Good morning. I love the applause. Yes.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to the
show.
Sounds
like a large audience waiting to hear some words.
Yeah, you got the Taylor Swift audience. Look at that. They're waiting for you. Oh, it's great to have
you. Yes,
so, yes, you know,
yes. Good morning. How's it going, man? How is everybody doing this morning?
We're doing good. We're having a little technical difficulties, but I can hear you well. Right now we're on location. Usually we're in California. I'm in a hotel room in Laughlin, Nevada, on the phone with you. And the studio's on the phone. Everybody's on the phone. And we're trying to work this out. But you sound great. I think you'll make me sound great. You make me look good. Tell me about before we get into the questions about Hope Fest and everything, how did you get involved into being a motivation speaker, because you're already motivating me right now, but how did you get involved?
Oh, man, that is a long story, believe it or not, man, but I was that kid in school who, you know, talked all the time, teachers, be quiet, keep him quiet, can we keep him quiet? And the short version was, I was in middle school and I had a teacher say, B.K., go to the front of the room and read Shakespeare. And I say, you're the teacher, you go to the front of the room and read Shakespeare. And everybody started laughing. She sends me to the office. I get to the office. The principal is like, hey, don't worry about her. You ready for the game today, big guy? Because I was a basketball player. And believe it or not, I had a heck of a game that day. But when I got back to school the next day, that teacher called me back in front of the class, and no one knew in that middle school class that this kid who was trying to be funny and tell jokes and all of that could not read. And I go up in front of the class, and I said, she said, sit down. She said, his friends, Rome was countrymen. Lend me your ears. And I went from being the cool basketball jock with all the girls to the dumb kid from the west side that couldn't read. And everyone found out that I couldn't read. And believe it or not, man, I had another teacher that next day who had heard what had happened and said, Pete, you just learn differently. Just because you cannot read doesn't mean that you're a dummy. And she taught me how to take a cassette tape player and record myself speaking and looking at the words. And I didn't even know I had a gift, but I could remember whatever I heard. And She taught me how to report myself. And right there, man, that the light came on, man. I could remember a song. I could remember if I heard it, I could remember it. And I started sharing that story about how I was the kid voted most likely to not succeed and end up in prison because I couldn't read and all of that. And, man, I just started sharing the story about that teacher. She's 95 years old in a nursing home today, and I still go and visit her every other month because she was the one who turned the light on for me. And I said, if she could do that for me, what if I could do that for other people? And I just started helping other people, man. They say I talk a lot anyway, so maybe I could, you know, say something to help people. And they said two type of people, those who say something and those who really got something to say.
Exactly.
But you know how life works. I mean, you have to start believing in God, because if that teacher did not help you, I'm assuming, I haven't been to your course, I'm not going to be one of those phony people, but I'm listening to you now. I think you probably, saved some people's lives, changed their direction and how they think and their career choices. And if
personal choices as well.
Yeah. So you're moving this forward, and you have helped so many people. And again, you changed their lives. I'm sure they moved it forward and changed some other people's lives, blah, blah, blah. So, you wonder, everybody has a gift, but
everyone has a gift.
Yeah. I don't know what mine is.
And sometimes you don't even realize that you're using the gift that you've been given. You know, I heard this person say one day that sometimes the thing that aggravates you is the thing that's really leading you to your assignment. You know what I mean? You know, like the thing that frustrates you. Like, I hate when people on the radio and they're not. And that may be like, you know what, I want to be a radio host. I want to be a podcaster or the one that gets frustrated with, man, I hate to see people who are homeless and hurting. And then if you've been there, then you have compassion for that, which is kind of like this Hope Fest, you know, that Trent is doing. Like, he's like, man, because he went through some things that were traumatic, how can I give back? So, yeah, you're right about that, man. You get a chance to do that thing that maybe – you know, become that person that you wish you had, or maybe become the person that helped you to get to where you are.
You know, I was just thinking, if I was homeless, I wouldn't want you around me because I know what will happen. I'm homeless, and you're going, you can get up, man. You can do it, man. You can do it. I'm going to have to throw some dirt. I would have to throw a can at you, throw some dirt on you. Get up. You can do it. I would have to beat you.
Yeah, you'd be like, no, I can't. No, I can't.
Yeah, no, I can't. Leave me alone.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
Yes, you can. And
you'd
that's
be
funny, right? Because a lot of times, I always say, once you're exposed, educated, encouraged, and empowered, you can do it.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to be exposed to that thing that you can do. Man, just show me. Let me see it to believe it. And then educate me on it. What do I need to learn about this, you know? And then once you learn that, you know, it's like the man who got the call from the doctor. The doctor said, hey, I got bad news and I got very bad news. And he said, well, doc, what's the bad news? And he said, the bad news is you have 24 hours to live. Mm. And then the man said, oh, my God, man, what could be worse than that? He said, well, the very bad news is I forgot to call you yesterday to tell you.
Right?
Meaning that it could always be worse. You know what I mean? So you just got to look at it half full and not half empty. You know what I mean?
But do you find, and I'm going to talk about Hope Fest, I promise, but do you find it hard to be you? Meaning you're human. You're human. Your superpower is your voice, your motivation. That's your superpower. But your Clark Kent, you, Pete, sometimes you wake up and, you got disappointments in life. You got something that doesn't go your way. You got something you're disappointed in. I mean, how do you cheer you up? I mean, maybe you need you to cheer you.
That's true. And you know what's funny? I was speaking at this place one day. And I said, everybody, pull out your phone right now. And they were like, oh, my God. I said, put it on your camera. Put it on video. Look at the camera and say this to me. Say, you got it. Say, today is a rough day, but you're going to make it. You think you don't have what it takes, but I believe in you. You don't think you can do it, but I believe you can do it. And I started having them to talk to themselves, and I said, well, you have a bad day. I want you to pull this out and listen to you talking to you, because there are days when you just don't feel like it. I mean, let's be honest. Wake up. I mean, I had some health problems that were going on a couple of years ago, and I'm like, man, come on, God. I'm helping all these people. Help me. Help them. You know what I mean? And you realize that, man, hope, and I call hope having only positive expectations. Hope is defined as a feeling of expectation that something good is about to happen. So if I take anything from you, if I take your hope, I take your anticipation and expectation that something good is about to happen. Some people say hope is not a plan, but hope will give you motivation, and motivation will make you put forth effort, and effort will produce results. You don't get the results because you don't put forth the effort. You don't put forth the effort because you have no motivation, and you have no motivation because you have no hope. So I try to stay right there with that hope. What am I hoping for today? What are we hoping for today? And if you can just get to the place where you never lose hope, yeah, it's a bad day. But don't let a bad day become a bad week, and a bad week become a bad month, and a bad month becomes a bad year, and now you feel like, well, since my problems won't go away, maybe I should just go away. And that's when I say never, ever make a permanent decision based on the temporary problem, because it can always get better.
Right, right. You know, you would be a great preacher, man. I can see me in church right now. I'll be giving you my money. I'll be signing my deed over to you because I know there's nothing good out of it. Right, Robin? I mean, I would love to have you on a date. I'm thinking my first time I ever dated, have you in the back seat. You could do it, Brian. Come on, don't be an idiot. Come on. Okay. Mess up this time.
Maybe I need to come up with an app, you know.
Yeah,
maybe the motivational date app. Brian, we can make some money, right? They call in, and right before you go on your date, you put the earpiece in. Now, this is what you say.
Exactly.
That would be so cool, man. That would be good. Because sometimes people don't realize what they have.
That's true.
You know,
that
I don't know if you heard the story about the man who didn't have any money, and he went and got a gun that his grandfather owned, and he went and got the gun and went to rob a bank. He got $6,000 from the bank. When he got the money from the bank, he thought he had gotten away. They called him. And he ended up going to jail. He did 7 years in prison. When he got out of prison, they gave him back everything he owned. So they gave him back his clothes and all that. And they gave him the gun back. And when he looked at the gun, Brian, you won't believe this. The gun was worth over $1 million. It was an antique. And if he had just known that the gun was worth more than the $6,000 that he robbed people for, he could have pawned the gun. He could have sold the gun. He didn't have to go to prison.
And not spend the night in jail.
Exactly.
He didn't have to spend the night in jail. He didn't know that what he already had was worth more than he was trying to go and get. And some people are looking at everyone else and what they have and don't even realize that maybe God's giving them something that's valuable that they don't even know. I didn't know that my voice was a weapon. I just knew that I couldn't read. And instead of me looking at the fact that I couldn't read, that teacher helped me realize that the fact that I could remember and speak was more valuable than the fact that I couldn't read. And sometimes we need other people to just help us to see what we do have instead of us always looking at what we don't have.
You are so right. I could talk to you forever, and I'm looking at the time because I like to tell you what motivated me as a young man, but I'll try to do it as fast as I can. I'll tell you what changed my life. I swear I'll tell you what changed. Let's just call this kid a hero. You guys know him as Brian, but he's a hero. All right, he's about, let's say he's about, I say 11. He was in class with 11. He was 10 or 11. He was in class. And this teacher, man, he loved this teacher. He was the teacher's pet. He'd stay after school, do the chalkboard, if you guys remember the chalkboard, blah, 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 blah. Kid was a kiss ass. but he loved his teacher. Now, the school happened to be mostly white. In that classroom, sea of white people, it's like clouds. It's white people everywhere. Here white, there white, everywhere white, white. And I'm the only black guy there. The only black guy there. The teacher wants to, and the teacher said, it's where this is really, the teacher said, who wants to take the projector? Back then, we called it projectors. Okay, you kids, look it up, Google. Who wants to take the projector back? Bring the projector from the audio room. I raised my hand. I was a sure win. I was the favorite, nicest smile. My hand touched God. That's how high I reached my hand because I wanted her to pick me. Every guy raised their hand. And what she did, here's what she did that changed my life. This is the teacher I love and adored. She was, my, there's so many good kids want to get the projector. I don't know what to do. Here's what she did. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a nigger by the toe.
What
she said. She said that in class.
Wow. That was just a miss, you know, she meant to say tiger and said something else.
Oh, yeah. I heard that N-word clearly. Every kid started to laugh at me. I'm not making this up. This is hand to the Lord. Every kid, and you can see the laughter, and you can see them pointing at me. I slowly risen. I got up from my desk, and I looked at these kids, because I know I'm going to have to kick a lot of asses now. But I looked at them, and I said, one day, all y'all are going to be working for me. And what I'm going to do is that you're going to be working for me, and you're going to have, I swear to God, this is what I said, you're going to have families, and I'm going to fire your ass. And they slowly stopped laughing. And then I turned to the teacher, and I pointed at her, and I said, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame on you. And she says, I'm sorry. Bottom line, she goes, would you like to get the projector, Brian? Yeah, give me that, mother. Give me that projector. Yeah, sure, Mrs. Baker. I got the projector, and I slammed it against every pole. I slammed it on the floor. I kicked it.
Wow.
I got the projector and tossed it across, and I put it on a cart, and it was like, boom, boom. She goes, what happened to the projector? I go, don't you even say it. Okay. True story. I tell
you.
And what happened is that that whole school was white, and I said, I'm going to change this. I told these kids that I'm going to hire them, and I'm going to fire their parents. That's what I was looking for, to fire their parents. That's what I was looking for, to fire them, get rid of the kids. I ran for class president when I got to sixth grade. All white, one. I said, you know what?
Wow.
Screw this. I'm going to run for school president. And even the white teachers, there's never been a black president. Me, won by landslide. I was the first black school president and class president. I kept my word. I was angry. It's just like Pete said, man, when he got up there and he couldn't read and he still hung in there.
Yes.
And
let it motivate you instead of, you know, that's good, man. That's good.
So I just wanted you to like that. I just wanted to share that all of us, I'm not on you. All of us have that motivation story in us. You might think of it as a failure, but we all have that. We all have it. Don't you agree, Pete? We all have that story.
We all have that. And that's the thing about even with the Hope Festival itself, the person who may be homeless today, tomorrow may be the one that runs the business, to own the business. Never allow where you are to prevent you from seeing where you have the capabilities to go. And so in that moment, in that classroom, you allow your vision of what you saw beyond that moment to be stronger than what was going on in that moment. What if you had to just say, well, you know what? You know, maybe I'm just that. You know, I won't be successful. I won't be. And you allow that to prevent you from being successful. But you used it as fuel, as motivation to say, you watch what I do. And you did it. And you're still doing it. I mean, you're still doing it. So that's the essence of hope. You know, like
I'm going to do this, and you did it, man. So that's phenomenal. That's a great story, too, man. You sure you don't want to be a motivational speaker, man?
No, I'll make everybody depressed. Hello, class. I'm your motivation speaker. Get out of here. Like a Saturday Night Live skit. All right, let's get motivated. As soon as I get my coffee, shut the hell up.
No, I can be a motivational speaker, but it would have to be an adult audience.
I got you on that. And you'd be like, get up on here. But the adults need motivation, too, so don't let that stop you, and which is what we're doing with this benefit concert. I mean,
talk about hope.
You know, you have artists who are going to be singing. You got the vendors. You got the food truck. You have the silent auction. You have all of these things that are going to be taking place outdoors. You got the Harley Davidson thing out there in Tescami, Alabama. You got all of these things that are going to be taking place. And it's just a day of hope, you know, just a day to believe beyond belief, you know, to give hope to the hopeless, you know. And that's what we're going to be doing that day. So, I mean, we're super excited. I am pumped up. Trent, man, what do you hear his story coming up about the things that he went through and going through now, even today? I mean, that's a guy with hope. You know, I mean, that is a guy with hope. I thought you talked about that bad day, Brian. I was having a bad day. My house got hit by the tornado last year in March. And I say this quickly. Man, I was having a rough day, man. I mean, I'm staying in a hotel. Our power is off. The water is off. It says it's going to be about a year before we can get back in our hotel. And I'm just having a bad day. And I go to lunch with Trent. I go to lunch with Trent, and Trent started telling me about what he had to go through to get to where he is, you know, and the surgeries and all of that. When I left Trent, I said, God, I'm not going to complain about anything.
No.
I'm complaining about a physical house that we survived, and he was talking about his actual life being spared. So there's perspective to motivation as well. So once I left Trent, my hope was at an all-time high. You know, I'm like, man, what I'm going through is nothing compared to others. And there's someone who's listening to us right now who's saying, hey, man, that was rough that you all went through that. But, you know, my mom has cancer right now. My dad is in prison. You know, people are going through so many things, and everyone's hoping for something.
Exactly.
You know, whether they're hoping that this person becomes president, or hoping that they don't get a divorce, or hoping that they find a wife, or hoping that their team win the NBA Finals, or hoping that they get drafted, or hoping that they find food. Everyone's hoping for something, hoping that this guy quit talking about hope, or whatever the case is. Everyone's hoping for something, you know?
Wow. No, man, you are good. I still got to open up a church. I would go. And God will bless you for it. You got him here. You got Brian in your church. God bless you, Pete. You'll be blessed.
I got me one member, right? Okay.
Yeah. You know, that's all you need.
I started up, I'll be like, hey, Brian.
The Church of Narcissistic Brothers. I will be there. So,
hey, that is so good. That is so good there.
So the festival.
That is,
I mean,
so good. And hope also stands for. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. So I understand the musicians, and I understand the charity. You guys are doing great with the Hope Festival, and it sounds wonderful. Are you going to be, with your voice and your motivation and your skills, are you going
to
be
emceeing
it?
Yes, I am going
to
be there as well. Mm-hmm. What I do an illustrated demonstration. So you hear me speaking now, but when I'm on stage, I come on stage. And I hope I'm not giving too much. Trent may kill me for this. So when I come on stage, I have on a suit and tie. But on top of the suit and tie, I have an orange prison suit. And on top of the orange prison suit, I have a football jersey. And on top of the football jersey, I have basketball shorts. And on top of the basketball shorts and the football jersey, I have on a ripped up sport jacket. And then I have a bandana, binoculars, and headphones. And I come out like a homeless person who's looked deranged and crazy. And I do this whole illustration around what's underneath is so much powerful than what you see on the outside.
But when you look at me, I look crazy. Like, who is this guy? Is he homeless? Is he deranged? Is he? And I go through the layers. And every time I start speaking, I start coming out of the layers until by the time I get to the end of what I'm saying, I have on the suit and tie. And I'm like, no one saw this person underneath all the layers, which is a lot of times that's where we are, underneath the people that we're pretending to be, or underneath the problems that we may have, or underneath the images that we're trying to uphold, is really the real you versus the ideal you. It's okay to have the ideal you come out, but who is the real you underneath all of the people that you're pretending? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you call me at 6 a.m., I'm still motivated, but I'm not going to be, good morning, let's go. But I am excited, though. But I might be like, hey, man, let me brush my teeth first, you know?
Have a cup of coffee.
You know, just wake up a little bit. So underneath the layers that we have on top of us is a person, and that person is real, and that person needs hope. That person needs faith. That person needs to be motivated. And I try to get to that person. So when I come out, that's how I look when I come out. So when they see me walking around, they're going to think, who is this crazy guy walking around with all this on in the hot sun? But once I get on stage, they'll know. They'll be like, oh, my God, that was the dude that was walking around. Oh, my God, that's him. You know, I get to go back and be like, man, you treated me like I smelt bad. You didn't want me to be around you. And I said, hey, man, could you help me? And nobody helped me because they were looking at my outside. And so I'm like, what if the person that needed the help, you didn't know who they were. They were an angel in disguise that God was using. But because they looked a certain way, you didn't want to help them. So it's a whole method to the madness. But that's what I'm going to be doing. And hopefully no one's listening to this that's going to be out there and be like, ah, I know what he's going to do.
Real good show, but I hope nobody's listening.
What kind of motivation is that?
You're like, I'm hoping I get more listeners. You're saying you're hoping that they're not listening. Motivation speaker, you're not giving me hope right now.
I know. You're like, you suck. No, you're a great guy. Believe it or not, our interview is over. It goes by so fast. So what we're going to do, unless Robbie wants to ask a question. I love you, Pete. I really do, man. I really do.
Hey, man, I've really enjoyed this, man. And whoever listening in whatever state, I mean, you're in Nevada, they're in California, New York, who's ever listening. Location, you know, geographically really doesn't matter. It's where you are. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, who are you and where are you? You know what I mean? You know, regardless of what state, you know, well, I'm in Alabama and there's no way I can make it. Well, I'm in New York. Do you know how hard? I'm in California. It doesn't matter. Who are you and where are you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually?
And you are so right. The state. They say, what state are you in, Brian? The state of mind, right? The state of mind. That's what you are.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. That's where you are. That's good.
Yeah.
And
well,
thanks
you and
to
I
the internet and telephone, people can connect all over.
That's true.
Yes, that's good.
Oh,
that is so
Pete,
good.
You're good.
Yes.
Now, tell us how to reach you, and you also have your own business. Tell us about, you know, I'll give you like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I do, man. On my website, believe it or not, my last name is Key, and my website is Hope is the Key. So if you just go to hopeisthekey.com.
Oh.
All my information is there, man. I travel around the world and speak. Steve Harvey Camp, Africa, Europe, New York, California. I travel everywhere. So if you need some motivation, I do teachers. I just written a book entitled I Need a Boost. What do you do when the same thing that's driving you and giving you fulfillment is not draining you and leaving you exhausted? And talk about, you know, what do you do when you need a boost, when your passion and your paycheck doesn't match? You know what I mean? What do you do when you lose the passion, but now you just show up because you need the paycheck? So, yeah, man, that hopeisthekey.com. And, man, it's been great. I've really enjoyed this. And, keep doing what you're doing, Brian. And, hey, if I ever start that start that up, man. I give you a call to be my first parishioner in the ministry.
It's damn right. The Church of Hope. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
The Church of Hope, right. The Hope Church. I got you. Yes, sir.
Thank you, my brother. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. And God bless you. And you got talent. You got skills. And whatever happens and whoever's around you, I know that you're going to bring them up to the level where they can see away from the clouds. And you can lift them up to see clearly. You are the guy.
Gotcha.
You are the
All
guy.
Right.
Thank you, Pete.
Hey. Thanks again. Thanks, Robin. And you guys have
Thank
a great
you.
Day. And it's been fun.
Thank you. I will try my best to get out there Saturday to see everyone and meet everyone.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. And it's Saturday. Tuscumbia, Alabama, Harley-Davidson, 595
wow.
Highway 72 in Tuscumbia, Alabama. The
mm-hmm.
Hope Fest.
Wow. I've never been to Alabama, but if I was close by just to meet you and Robin and Trent and the rest of the guys, man, that'd be worth the trip just doing that. I mean, you guys are great. You really are.
Thank you.
Gotcha. Hey, well, thanks a lot. And from Melbourne, California, man, I would look you up. And who knows, maybe we can do this live in the studio. You know what I mean? Maybe start taking calls. You're live on the... Hey, this is my tagline, and I say this. When I left Africa, the guy said, you're going to be the number one hope dealer when you get to the States. I said, excuse me? He said, you will be the number one hope dealer when you get. I said, hope dealer? I said, you realize that sounds a lot like dope dealer? He said, you will be a hope dealer when you get back to the United States. And so my tagline is hope dealer. I distribute hope.
Wow. And I can see it. I could sit on the studio doing a podcast live, and we'd both be in a prison jumpsuit, orange jumpsuit, two orange brothers in a suit. I could see it. Be giving this motivation.
Oh, that's cool. Now you're talking my language. That's it. That's good. That is good.
You're the best, man. Thank you so much, everybody.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back talking about hope. Donald Trump. But wait, don't go away because we have Trent. It's Trent coming up, right?
Yes. It's 10:30.
That's right.
It will be 8:30.
Well, I can't see the clock, but we're here, and we'll be right back. Yeah, Robin, he'll be coming up, and I think Pete gave us a little something inside Pete. I got to set up that right now because I don't know what time it is. I'll be honest with you. Okay, it's 8. It's almost 8 o'clock 52. My time. And he's supposed to come on at 8:30, right?
Yes.
So I have to.
Yes.
So this is going to be weird. You guys are. Yeah. You guys are seeing the back end of the show. Because what's happening is that I don't have the tools used. Wait, let me give Pete an applause. He deserves it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Pete. Very good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Pete. Thank you. And you all have a great day.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we're pulling the curtain behind the studio to show. So what that's going to mean is I have no idea. So you guys going to get to see behind the scenes or hear behind the scenes. And that means there's going to be a lot of foul-mouthed cussing going on. So get the kiddies away from the radio because there's going to be a lot of S's and what that. But as long as I have my co-host Robin with me, I'm going to be fine. Thank you. So what's going to happen is that our resident psychic, Pat, is in the studio, ladies. Oh, let me give Pat some applause. There's Pat. Look at this. Everybody's Pat.
How are you guys?
Hi, Pat. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Robin's here. Well, you probably know that because you heard her.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you, honey?
Good. I'm good.
I'm in a hotel room doing a show on my phone. You can't see what I'm seeing, but studio is on my phone. I can see the callers. I can see the sound effects. I can see Robin waving at me. I can see you getting mad at me. I can see it. But what I have to do is we have some late people who are going to be coming in late, but I have to draw up the show. So I'm going to have to ask you and Robin to do wonderful things, meaning stall, so I can put up the show for Trent. So, it'll take a little bit, and I can't have dead air time, and I type like a retarded child. So it's going to take me a while to get the show up. I know I use the word retards. You know what? When I was born, we called them retards. And just because they call them by a different name doesn't mean that they're less retarded.
Exactly.
I hope he left. Any other retard, any other name is still retard.
It's true.
We're gonna pull the curtain behind the magical studio. And I got to set the show on my phone. I have never done this before. I did it with Pete, and we did it so good. But we got Trent coming on in about 20 minutes, and that show is not up yet. And oh, shit.
Beep, 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 beep.
Son of a
beep, 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 beep.
There you go. Now, that was a censored version. If you hang around, you're going to get the uncensored version. Hide the kids. So.
It'd be like the Jerry Springer show. You can't hear anything because it's all beep, beep, beep.
Exactly. Like in a traffic jam. Are they in traffic?
Beep, 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 beep.
I know. Yeah, he's just in traffic, honey. You know what I wanted to take you guys? You know what I wanted to do? Because I've never done this before. I never had you guys in the palm of my hand. Seriously. I'd like to take you through the casino. I'd like to take you through the casino, and I'd like to make a couple of bets so you could be with me to really experience what I experienced, the great loss of all my money, and feel the pain and the sorrow that will happen to me later in real time. So I
haven't been in a casino in years. So, yeah,
oh,
I missed them.
Take you through it. Yeah.
In fact, my mother and daddy used to bring me to a casino back when I was, as young as they'd let me in.
Wow. You are so sweet, Robin. Yeah. And I know Pat has. Pat, when was the last time you were at a casino?
Oh, about, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Wow. So that's what I'd like to do. I would like to. Like some people go, I wonder what it's like to go on a date with Brian. Well, it's like a tornado and a hurricane and the aftermath. It's aftermath. It's pretty much that. Disaster. But so I can take you through the casino. And there's this one thing. There's this one lady that I like. I call her my girl. It's a video poker machine. It's a huge screen, and she's dealing cards. You see her dealing the cards, and you're playing poker with her. That's my big. I like to take you guys there in the casino, sit at that table, and you guys will tell me to hit or stay.
Oh, gosh.
Is it a blackjack?
I would put blackjack, yes. I would put
it
on.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah. So let me see if I can set up the show with Pete. I could do one or two things. I could set up the show and Pete, or I could play you something. Or you guys can talk, or I could play you something. What would you rather me do? When I say play you something, there's one motivational guy that I like. I had him on a show the last 5 years. And he talked, and he's a former SEAL team member. Guy's tough as nails. And he was just asking. Yeah, he was just describing life and who you are and equated to the SEAL team. I could do that, but that's like 15 minutes and the show would be set up because they got to set up that show. Or I could play music for a couple of songs. Which one do you guys want to hear?
It's up to you or both of y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you two could talk for about 15 minutes unless, and you know, Pat could give you a reading. By the time Pat gives you a reading, I should be done. How about that?
Okay. If she wants
okay.
to. Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds
okay.
good.
Okay. So this is my, we used to do this in the beginning of the show because people go, Brian, you're crazy. I have one listener. I have one, and I knew I had a listener because it said one listener. I'm looking
one
at everybody
listener.
Else. Yeah. But instead of a blog talk, it's like, all right, at first week, one listener. You going to play that game with me? One listener. All right. That
okay.
listener actually called in. That listener actually called in the show because I said that one listener. She heard. She goes, hi, Brian, I'm here. My one listener. Hello, one listener. And as we get bigger and bigger and bigger, more and more, I always cater to that one
Where's
listener because I did not want to lose that one listener. I knew when the show was
oh
bad
God,
or if I was
where?
Not bad.
Niagara Falls, under the
hotel. Oh, are you okay?
I have my hands in my pockets.
Just in case. Wait a minute. I'm going to hold on. Thank you, my love. Now what do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cindy finally got my show on the laptop. Now I'm getting spoiled because I like it. What am I going to do? Do I sound okay on the phone? Do I sound okay?
You do.
Okay.
You sound just like you always do.
With the phone?
Yeah.
The phone will work better than
yeah.
the laptop. Really? Yeah, and also have, just in case my voice, it has maybe two microphones, maybe. No, but thank you, sweetheart. Oh, I can look shit up now.
Yeah.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you, sweetheart. Yeah, I got internet. Yay. She hates the show, but she helps it a lot. She's my tech.
She hates it?
Oh, she hates me. Oh, she hates Brian. Right. Watch this. Sweetheart, say out loud so they can hear. Baby. Say it out loud to me here. What do you think of Brian? Say it out loud.
The version that they hear, I don't like.
You don't like Brian?
Not what you put out on the radio.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't like me. He doesn't like that at all. But then she'll say, but I love you. I don't like it that you're a sexist pig, that you're a misogyny. I don't like it that you speak like women like they're beautiful flowers that you want to pick and then bang them. But I love you. Okay.
You
so
say it's all in good fun.
Thank you, baby. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm stalled enough. Okay, Pat, I kind of muted Pat because there was some personal stuff. Did I see Laverne in here? I could have sworn Laverne in here. Okay. I'm going to unmute Pat. Let me see. Pat, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want your personal information come out on the thing. Wait, let me just see here. Let me see. Now I'm going to see if the job form, can I do this with a I don't know how to do the two browser thing. I don't know how to do the two browser thing, and I need the two browsers because I need to get Trent's information.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be weird. This is gonna be weird. Let me see. Maybe I can do this. Talk to me. Okay, you two, go ahead. Do your psychic thing, and I'll try to work this out. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ready,
Robin?
I sure am.
Okay. Just give me a minute. I've got to do some shuffling.
All right.
Anything particular you want to know about?
Oh, nothing in particular.
Yay. Sorry, guys. Go ahead. Continue. Yay. I found out how to get a new browser. I'm just happy that I did. All right. Can you guys still hear me? Or did I mute myself? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I should mute myself. Mm.
So what are you doing?
Me?
I'm trying.
I am.
What I'm trying. I know what I could do. What I'm trying to do is getting Trent's information. He's coming right up so I can set up the new show. That's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys go ahead, do what you need to do, make the magic. Well, wait a minute. I know what I can do. Because I can't see Trent. It is Trent. Am I saying his name right? T-R-E-N-T, Trent?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
What I can do is I can edit, meaning that we just spoke to the magnificent Mr. Key.
Mm-hmm.
But we rarely do a double interview. Well, one time I did three interviews, what I'm talking about. But we can't set up each different show. So, but what I can do is you guys, we're going to do a little magic, little production magic, what I used to be in acting and editing. So we're going to do a little magic. You guys have to pretend with me, okay? So what we're going to do is I know Trent wants to talk about the Hope Fest. Am I correct? Now, Trent, tell me a little background. Give me a little bit. Let me see. I just need a little bit of background on Trent, and I'll be good to go. Hold on. I got it. Oh, I'm so good. Wow.
That is good.
I got it. I'm good. And I'm not good. You know, Robin makes me look good. I'm telling you, Robin is so efficient. Robin is on the heel. Robin is like... Everybody needs that little Robin with them, you know? And she got me. I was looking for information with Trent, and it's boom, booyah. I got it in front of me. I'm good.
That is good. Great. Okay. Yeah, I sent his form through text, so maybe.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, I'm going to read this. Y'all talk because Trent should be coming in pretty soon. All right, ready? I'm going to shut my mouth, and let's hear this. Found this reading with the world famous psychic. I give you Pat Over the Line and Robin Cox. There you go.
Thank you. I'm here.
Okay, you ready, Robin?
I'm ready.
Okay, I wasn't sure if he was finished fooling around there or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've got a reading here that starts out with a celebration.
Oh.
You're going to learn about a victory.
Well, that's great. Maybe that'll be the lottery.
Success with money.
Well, I certainly do need that.
Yeah, there's also somebody from your past. There's some sort of celebration with them, too. I don't know. Are you getting together with somebody, you know?
Well, not that I'm aware of. I had planned on going to visit my best friend in high school this summer, but I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
Well, there's a good chance you will.
Oh, really? That's great.
There's
great
obstacles with the change of personality, though, that you're going to find this person's very different than they used to be.
Oh, I know. She is. She's a recovering alcoholic. So she has completely changed.
compared to what she used to be.
Making sense.
Mhm. Yeah, she's a completely different person now.
I'm not sure if this is her or you. This is indicating that she's become less female. Like, I don't know how to put that. She's not the same. Like, she's coming across a bit as a man, and she's but it's more way of thinking than you know, it's not trans or anything, it's just a way of thinking. There's some sort of success, but indecision. It's okay, John. There's success with money either way, no matter how I look at this. There's success with money.
That's great.
But I'm not sure about this person you're going to see if it's really who you think it is, because a man's showing up.
Well, she is married. She is married to I don't know, and I've never met him. Well, Dennis actually been married 3 times, but this has probably been the longest marriage she's had, so. And I think she's very happy. She seems to be.
Yeah, for some reason he's coming up as more prevalent than her in the visit or in the time together.
That could be bad.
Well, it could be weird.
Yeah,
but like
very uncomfortable.
She's changed a lot, so if you were going to go stay with her, maybe it'd be better if you get a hotel room.
Okay. I don't know if I could
afford
one.
Pardon?
I said, I don't know if I could afford one. I mean, she lives in Tampa.
Oh. Well, feel it out first before you go.
Oh, I will. I mean, I'll have to see if I can even swing it financially.
Yeah. Here, I'm doing another one. Just hang on.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to try something while you're doing that. So if you hear some music, go ahead. I'm listening. But if you hear something going on, just kind of ignore me. I mean,
okay.
Behind the window. That was a kind of interesting reading there, Pat.
It was.
With the female going on there. Kind of interesting
she
reading.
Has changed a lot. She has been through cancer. She is a recovering alcoholic. I mean, she is.
Wow.
Has changed a lot.
Wow. Did she beat the cancer, or she's still dealing with her cancer?
Well, I believe she's in remission right now.
Wow.
That's good.
That is going through a lot. Go ahead, Pat. I don't want to rain on your parade. Go ahead.
Suspicions about a sacrifice, but to go the right direction. For some reason, something got you upset about the past. There is definitely success with money coming again.
That is great. You said that on everyone.
Yeah, but you know what? It came up with your fear of success again. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it says you're going to get what you deserve, but there is some sort of a celebration.
Well, that's great.
You know, that same guy is showing up in here. I think this is more than just your friend.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's a love triangle or anything. I think it's work related or something like that.
Oh, okay.
There is love and harmony. There's suspicions about being in control. It's telling you to use your intuition through this. Just follow your intuition.
Okay, but, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, it's like you're going to have some kind of success with work that's more than you're expecting, or it could even be Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he's on the fast track, I tell you, he is.
Well, yeah, it didn't show moving this time, huh?
Well, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah, but
it is still possible.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting because it's not your usual stuff coming up.
I know, that is. It's a little bit of it, but not completely.
Yeah, the money sounds good, though.
Hey, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
But don't worry about the man I was seeing. I think it's okay. It's just somebody you're going to be dealing with.
Okay.
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 So where's
great.
Brian? Is he still there?
I'm
okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little bit of magic, and I need you guys' help. Okay. So we're gonna do a little bit of TV magic. Now.
Of what kind of magic?
A little radio magic, like.
Okay.
I can't do two. I can't do two separate shows the way the computer is set up. Meaning, what I'm gonna have to do is that I'm gonna have to edit Trent's interview, and put it as and promote it as its own. So meaning that I'm doing a little bit of radio magic, like you guys are going to pretend that this is a whole new show that we haven't, you know, we haven't talked for a while. It's like you just signed on to a whole new show. You know what I mean? When Trent gets there, and then that way I can market and I could put it up. I could upload it and market it as his show. Nobody will know that it was two different interviews. You guys get it, right?
Oh.
So we're going to pretend in about 2 minutes, because Trent should be coming in. That is the new show.
Okay.
That you signed on. And you guys are going to be so sleepy and irritable. I'm kidding. I had to wake up for this ungodly hour. So, you know. All right. So I'm going to have to play the theme again. We're going to set this up.
Okay.
You guys are great. And we'll do it for Trent, right? I think Trent's right here.
Oh,
so make sure you guys are good radio actors, okay? Because we're going to market. And we're doing this for Trent, okay? Let me see. Let me see here. We'll start the show. And pretend that we're just, all of us will pretend. See, where am I here? I know, Kitty. I'm doing the best I can for what I have, Kitty. Don't be impatient, Kitty. Quit being impatient. Let me see. Oh, that's not going to work. Hold on. Damn it. Come on. Give me the studio. I lost the studio.
Okay. Oh, no.
I lost the studio, and Trent And Trent left. Trent says, I'm out of here.
Oh, he left?
Yeah, he left. He left and took his thing. He might come back. I'm sure he'll come back because he was early.
I'll text him.
We'll give him some time.
Okay.
I think he's going to come back. He heard what we're going to do.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just lost the studio on my phone. That's all. But thanks to Cindy, I have it on my computer now. So I'm okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she gave me the backup, so we're fine. Get ready, kids. We're going to act like it's a new show, and hopefully Trent will come back on. And there we go.
Okay. In fact, I think I'm getting a text from him now.
Okay.
So
let him know that. Yeah.
He wants to know the number to call in again. Okay.
Oh, he wants you to call him? That's never good.
He needs the number. I think I've told him a million times, but he still needs the number. So,
I thought he was here.
He could have been.
Yeah, I could have told him that he was
maybe
here.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't think it went through.
Oh, okay.
That's probably what it is.
Is that what it is?
Not probably. I don't know. I haven't actually asked him yet, but I will do that. When should he call back in?
In about 5 minutes to call back in because we're going to have a thing. Sweetheart, how come it left my phone?
Sounds good. Mm.
You're going to be behind the scenes stuff. Yeah, tell him to call back in 5 minutes and so I can introduce him. Oh,
okay.
I got the studio back. Thank you. No. Yay. I'm fine.
Okay, well, I'll do that right quick.
Okay. Yeah, tell them to call back. And now we've got to pretend we're doing the show. Get ready, guys. I'm going to have you on the air. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I need this. Yay! Stevenson. Okay, got him. I hope they're not hearing me on the air behind the scenes. Are you guys hearing me at all?
Yep.
I thought I muted myself. Damn it. Okay, I know. Are you ready, guys? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is he okay? Is Trent ready? Is he okay?
I am texting him now.
Okay. Is his last name Stevenson? Is it Trent Stevenson?
It is.
Okay, thank you. All right. Are you ready? Remember, guys, pretend that we just woke up. We're doing a show. This is a new show. And I have to mark it in editing so I know when the old show stops and the new show begins. So you're with me, right? You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're going to do that. So I'm going to mark it as of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness!
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Kim Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. How are you doing? If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian.
the corrupt, the rich, the oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Boy, am I tired. I just woke up. Whoa. It's so early in the morning. Look at my acting job. I got in on coupons. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We have a very special guest. As you can tell, my co-host is here, Robin Cox, everybody, and also Pat just came in the studio. Welcome, Robin. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you.
Hello.
Right. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what we're doing. We're on location here in Nevada, Laughlin, Nevada. And I'm in a hotel room with my girlfriend who's sick of me already. She's so sick of me. She just says, why don't you go play somewhere? She'd rather me lose money than to be with her, you know. So, and that's what I've done. But we have a special guest. Yesterday we talked to Mr. Key.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the show yesterday. Wink, wink, wink. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking to Mr. Trent Stevenson. You know, Trent Stevenson, Robin, did you mention that Trent's a manager? Is that true? Is that what you're saying?
He is. He's a tour manager.
Wow. Okay. But he's here. He's here not to talk about himself, which I do want to talk to him about, talking about it, this charity event called the Hope Fest. Now, all day today, or yesterday, we were talking to Pete T. Yesterday.
Yeah.
It seemed like an hour ago, but it was like, God, the days go by so fast. And last week, we were talking to other artists about this Hope Fest. I mean, I hope it takes off. People are counting on it. Sounds like a good charity. And that's what we're going to talk to Trent about. If he wants to talk about managing people or he wants to talk about that, fine. Now, if you listen to the interview yesterday, I mean, I don't want to get my good friend Pete Key in trouble. I say good friend. We just met, and if he gets in trouble, I hardly know the dude. But if he likes it, we're best friends. It goes that way. He mentioned that Trent overcame adversities. There's some stuff in his own life that he had to overcome to do what he's doing. Now, he didn't come on a show for that. And we respect everybody's privacy but mine. That's just how it works. Okay. So, what else special? Difficulties again. My technician. Yeah. No, don't worry. I got you. Okay. Without special ado, we're going to introduce, and he just left. He just left again. I don't know if it's blog talk or he just said, you know, screw this. But I'm going to go ahead, and he just left.
I'm just going.
It's okay, Robin. It's okay. I'm gonna introduce him, and I got to tell me, if he's as good as I think he is, he'll come right on cue, because he's not in the studio right now, but I'm going to introduce him, and I got a feeling he'll show up. Ladies and gentlemen, I think he'll show up. He will show up. He will not let us down. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm kind of stalling. I think he's going to come in. I know he'll come in. He's not going to let us down, is he? I'm going to introduce him. As soon as I introduce him, I know he'll be here. And if you'd like to come into the show. Yeah.
I just sent him a text to call back.
Okay. Well, we'll see, because I'm going to introduce them right now. And when I introduce people, they usually show up. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, Trent Stevenson. Trent Stevenson. Okay, that's it. We're here for Trent. I think I see him in the studio. I'm not quite sure. I think I, because he is a professional, and I know he will not let us down. Let's see.
No, sir.
Is this Mr.
Hello.
Stevenson?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I told you he's a pro.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Awesome. Great.
Thank you for coming on, and thank you for being patient. And we've been talking about Hope Fest, and
yes.
I just interviewed Mr. Key, Pete Key. It seemed like a little while ago, and he was talking about how some adversity, maybe he didn't give us detail. That you may have some things that you're going on with your life, but you're still going to try to put this Hope Festival together and make sure it runs right. We're not going to go into anything that, unless if you feel uncomfortable, we're not going to go into your personal life. But I know that you're trying to help people, the homeless people, other people, by putting on this Hope Fest. Let's just go there. Tell me what this Hope Fest means to you, Trent.
Well, I would love to share just a moment of what got me here. And 18 months ago, I had to have a new heart. I had to have a heart transplant. And so now I'm so grateful to be here. And I know what it's like to have that point where you might not be here. I coded blue 3 times while I was in surgery. And so just by the hair of a dog, I'm here, and I know now that I'm in a second life. God's given me a chance to make a difference. And I'm not the old person I used to be at all. The old me would go out and do things you shouldn't do and won't even get into that. But, I had 9 heart attacks due to having a thing called factor 5, which is a blood clotting disorder. So my blood was too thick. So I had my first heart attack when I was 35. And then every few years I would have a heart attack. And so now I'm 58. Praise God. I made it this year. And when I came out of the hospital, I immediately knew that God had saved me for reasons that I didn't understand just yet. But I knew I had purposes to fulfill for him. And so that's my whole goal now, and my whole vision and my whole purpose for being here is to help people. And to, working my way, I started trying to get out. And, it's hard to see homeless people for me. I know that in Scripture it tells us to actually, if you see a homeless person like that, you're supposed to take them home with you and take care of them. Well, you don't see much of that going on. And so a lot of people want to put a Band-Aid on things. They want to give them a little of this, a little dollar. They might take them out and give them a sandwich or, something like that. And that's great. But that's a Band-Aid to me. And that's not addressing the root problem. And so, I found myself out just trying to find homeless person after homeless person, one at a time. And so the thought come to me, I know it was from God, to gather them together and see who actually is wanting help. Because, it's sad to say, but some of the homeless people wouldn't have it any other way. They are used to that. They want that. They don't care about society. They hate society because, you know, they've been so mean to them, and it's been such a bad experience for them to be living, period. And like OPQ was talking about, they lose their hope. There's nothing left. And, you know, it's hard to pick yourself up when you get down like that. And so our idea here was to, we gathered them up. We got about, I know, 50 of them that we know is coming. And we have a company out of Huntsville that's bringing, it's called Shower Up. And it's like a mobile shower unit that's maybe, I think it's three units of three showers. And so we'll give these guys a shower. And we've got new undergarments for them. We got socks, shoes. We have Wrangler has donated jeans, so we have brand new jeans for them. We have assortment of different T-shirts that's been donated, and so they'll get to pick out a T-shirt they like, and then they're going to actually go over and see a psychiatrist. They're going to see a pastor, a non-pastor counselor, so they can, you know. Some don't want to talk to a pastor, so we got an alternative for that. So we also have a triage area where they'll go get their blood pressure checked. We're going to check their glucose level, check their pulse, check everything. And we got an ambulance that's sitting by so that if they need to go to the hospital, we can get them to the hospital because they may not know they got something really bad wrong. And so... We're actually trying to do all of that. And then we got tons of information for them to be able to get some subsidized housing. we're capable of getting five people off the street that day if they qualify and have some kind of check coming in.
Right.
And if they don't, we still got some options. So we're trying to do more than a Band-Aid here. And we're trying to make it to where they feel comfortable. So once they get all cleaned up, we get them all cleaned up. They look good, smelling good. We're going to put a wristband on them. And the wristband's mm-hmm. only going to tell our vendors that they get to eat free all day, all they want, fill up. And we got the funnel cake truck coming called Flashy Cakes. And they're going to be open to give them all the funnel cake they want to eat. If that's all they want, that's fine. During this process, you know, we are also, this benefit concert is going to be benefiting some great, great charities. One of them is called Safe Place. And Safe Place is it's a place where if you're battered, women and children, they will come and get you in an unmarked car. Nobody knows where this place is at. And so that's an awesome ministry that needs help all the time. So we're going to be helping them. There's another place called the Place of Grace. The Place of Grace is a women's drug and alcohol rehab. And so we're giving them money. And then the one that's closest to me is called Legacy of Hope. Legacy of Hope is like the go-between you and a donor. And you know the shortage of donors is unreal. And so my experience was that when I went to Birmingham to UAB to get my decision day, they were just going to tell me if I made it onto the list or not to get a transplant. They put me directly in the hospital. And the next morning I woke up and they were taking me to surgery to put a balloon in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the next 11 days, I was living by a machine. And during those 11 days, and I'm going to write a book about the 11 days because that's what I'm going to call it, 11 days. 11 days of being alive by a machine is the most introverted that you will ever be. You will not think about anything except for what you didn't do, where you should have done, where you should have went. Why did you not go there and do this thing?
Right.
My grandma, she crocheted an American flag And she mm-hmm. gave it to send it to President Bush, the first President Bush. And mm-hmm. my dad was able to get it to a congressman he knew and got it to President Bush. Well, President Bush wow. put it in his presidential library, and it's on display. And I've never seen it, you know?
Wow.
And so that's I've got to go, you know? But now yeah. those 11 days made me reflect back on myself as to who mm-hmm. I was, and why did I treat this way, and, you know, God's given me four things that he wants people to realize that they got to mm-hmm. do to get in harmony with him. And, mm-hmm. you know, the first thing we got to do is we got to forgive ourselves.
Right.
Clearly, we got to forgive ourselves. The second thing, we got to learn how to love ourselves as we are, not vainly, but we got to learn how to love the fact that Jesus just made one of us. There's just one. Brian Hammer. And,
right.
you know, you have to wear that skin of Brian Hammer. And that's all
sure.
you're doing is you're wearing that skin. I'm wearing this
mm-hmm.
skin, but inside is my soul. And my
yeah.
soul is what's important. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the third thing we have to do, Brian, we got to learn
mm-hmm.
how to forgive others. And I don't mean
yeah.
just talk about it. I mean let it
right.
go. Because we
right.
all have this mental backpack that we're carrying
sure.
around, that we're holding on to things that's just stupid,
yes.
you know, that's weighting us down. And, you know, if we can just shed ourselves of that stuff, then we're
right.
going to be so much lighter and able
mm-hmm.
to work for God more than ever. And that
right.
just releases you to be able to be you.
Sure.
And you know, that
could.
Fourth thing. The fourth thing,
yes.
Brian,
yes.
is that we'll
yes.
be able to then love others as God loves
right.
us. And without
right.
the other three, we can't do that.
Right.
So those four things
right.
I know are so important. It's simple, but it's hard. I know I'm just running away with talking.
No. You're making great sense, but I do have questions.
Absolutely.
And I love your philosophy, by the way. I love it. I'm sorry that you had to go through so much to get to this philosophy. And it seemed like this is what human beings have to do. There has to be some kind of devastation for them to see some kind of light to help others. And it's a shame that we have to do that.
That's right.
Only because of what's happening to us now. I understand that. And I understand forgive people. I love the first one, learn to forgive yourself. There's a lot of stuff that I need to learn how to forgive. But forgive others. I think there's some kind of acts that are just unforgivable. We're not, as much as we want to be godlike or godly, we are not God. We are flesh. We are humans. We are flawed.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So to put that burden upon us, and I use the word burden, just give me a minute, that we would have to forgive someone because God would, or what would Jesus do? And it's like, well, you're not Jesus. That would, you know, Jesus, you know, we're all God's children, I understand it, but Jesus have to be the favorite. So you're saying, what would Jesus do or what would God do? But we're not that spiritual being. And you're asking mere mortals who are flawed to forgive and maybe an unforgivable act. How do we do that, Trent? How do we do that?
I can tell you.
Okay.
Think about this, okay, Brian?
Yes.
You woke up this morning, right? You
yes.
may be tired. It may be early. You woke up. Hundreds
yes.
of thousands of people did not. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
here's the point. You got today. You don't know about tomorrow.
Yeah.
We
sure.
got today. And so if we want to walk around and hold on to this old mess that don't matter, that you can't change,
right.
it's already over, that's in the past. That you,
right.
What are you going to, what good is it, brother? I mean, how are you helping yourself by holding on to something
yeah.
that somebody else did?
Yeah.
You, help me right there.
I don't
tell
know
me.
If, well, it could be a basic thing. If my wife cheated on me, how could she do that to me? How could she leave me when I lost my job? How could she divorce me and not let me see my kids? These are human emotions that are embedded
sure.
in every. Yes.
Well, you know, my first wife was having an affair with my best friend for a year, and I didn't know it. And when I found out, I was ready to kill, okay? And
right.
that's an emotion right. that we have. But it's an emotion. It took me a long, long time to realize that I'm carrying this around in my mind, and I'm weighing myself down over it. But
right.
they're okay. They're going about life, and they've been married now for 30 years, and, you know,
oh my God.
Here I am. I'm still here worrying about it. For what?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it happens. Stuff happens, and we have emotions, and we have these things, but, you know, if you can get your self-control and realize
right.
that, you know, this happened to me, but it's not going to define me. I'm not
right.
going to be defined by what somebody else did.
I understand. You're right. Ooh, that's deep. Wow.
Yeah.
I love, see, but you came to this, how can you say, this conclusion. Because you appreciate life now because what you went through. Now, were you always like this? What you're saying, you sound like you were not this easy, forgiving kind of person before. It sounded like maybe you were more like me, that you're angry if something happened to you, or you ask God, why? Why? What did I do? I did everything you said.
Yes.
And why?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
no, before.
Should we question God, though, Trent? Should we question
no.
God? Why is this happening? What's going
no.
on, God?
No.
No?
Well, no, because, you know, it's human choices. We make choices
yeah.
every time we wake up. You know, what am I going to get up? What am I going to wear? You know, what shoes
right.
am I going to put on? You know, what am I going to do here or there? You know, we make choices. And, you know,
yeah.
thank goodness that God gives us a free will. You know, and that free will gives us that opportunity to make mistakes. You know, we don't want to make them, but, you know, we could. You know, it's the choice you make next. And so I go by the philosophy of just doing the next right thing. Just what's the right thing to do? And it's right here in front of me. And just take the next right thing. And you can't go wrong by doing the next right thing. And so, sure, man, I was a beast back in the day. I mean, I was not this way at all. And, you know, for me, it took, I've been a Christian for a while, okay? Let's put it like that. Way before I had the surgery. But since I had my surgery and since I got so close to death, it gives you a different perspective. And you don't have to go through it if you can just have the wherewithal to hear somebody else's situation. And like
right.
for me, I'm to this place where if I'm not walking in the spirit, I'm feeling like I'm doing something wrong. So
right.
I have to keep myself aligned and keep myself focused on what the next right thing is, what, you know, and everything falls in place that way. But before
right.
I was just a believer in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And now
right.
I call myself a follower.
Right.
And
right.
there's a huge difference. You know, there's a huge difference. It's okay to sit in the church and be believing, but are you going
right.
to get up and do the things that he needs you to do throughout the week? You know?
Yes.
And it's different to be a follower. And it's, you know, you feel it. You know it. And you can
yes.
always look for an excuse of, you know, somebody else did this to me. Somebody else did that to me. You know, you can weigh
right.
yourself down to the point you can't function. And,
right, right.
you know, I just know that if you can put your heavy load on, call him what you want to. Put your
mm-hmm.
heavy load on God, okay? And he'll
mm-hmm.
make it lighter. You know, he'll carry
mm-hmm.
you. And that's
mm-hmm.
a good place to be, right? It's just a good place to be. And I told a friend of mine I was witnessing to, and he said,
right.
well, what if there ain't no heaven? There ain't no hell. And I said,
right.
well, I tell you what. I said, why don't you just give a Christian life a try? And
mm-hmm.
even if there's not, let's just say there's not,
right.
and you
right.
die, and you're in your casket, and all you people standing around, and they're going to be talking about one or two things. They're going to be talking about what a sorry person you was, Are they going to be talking about what a great person you was? And, right, you know, right. Wouldn't you rather them sit around and talk about how great you was to people and how you helped people, you was able to do things for people, all that, instead of, man, that guy didn't do anything but smoke crack. He was just, bless his heart, right. He just couldn't get it together. You know, exactly. Do you want to be one of them people? It's a choice, you know, and we can choose everything we want out of life. It's there to be chosen from. It's a multiple choice thing.
I hear you. I want to believe you, and I do. Is my faith somewhat shaken? No, I have a strong faith. I don't talk about it on my show, but I have strong faith in God. I really do, and it's a personal relationship me and him or the her or pronoun person have.
There you go.
You know, but I just want to – you think God is disappointed in us? You think Jesus says, you know what, I'm so disappointed in these people. I know I gave them free will. Look what they did. You know, they're destroying my planet. They're acting a fool. They're killing each other. I mean, I gave them a book, a guideline, but I did give them free will. But you think God is – I know you don't know. But in your heart, you think God is disappointed in us and say, you know what, I'm hoping these human beings, knuckleheads, work it out. Look what they're doing to my beautiful planet.
I think that there's a verse in the Bible that talks about not being lukewarm. And I refer that to fake Christians. And that's people who claim they know Jesus, but they don't. Mm-hmm. They know a different Jesus than everybody else does. They've got a catered, a custom-made Jesus in their mind that fits their lifestyle. And they can do their thing, and it's okay. And, you know, but, you know, I don't have to listen to everything the Bible says just as long as I'm a good person. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people. You know, the Bible says everybody's going to kneel before him, not just select people, everyone. And, you know, that's me and you and everybody because he's going to be it's going to be what it's going to be. And, you know, right now there's so much going on in the world. And even the Bible in Luke 21:20 says, you know, when you see Israel being attacked from all sides, the end is near. It says it exactly like that. And look what's happening, Brian. You tell me. Tell me. It's too much. Too much has come true from the Bible. Mm-hmm. And there's a little guy. I got him on my Facebook page. There's a little boy. And every book of the Bible, starting in Genesis, it refers to Jesus coming, and you can I can send it to every book refers to him along the way, and it was just like they said. And so explain that to somebody that, I mean, they couldn't have made this up. I mean, it was too much. Too much has come true is what I'm saying. You know, was predicted. And so here we are trying to figure it all out when really we shouldn't spend our time trying to figure out ways around it. Rather, we should be embracing it and trying to understand it more and trying to be, you know, more like, you know, there's only one perfect person, and that was Jesus. And none of us are perfect. I'm not, you know, but he was. And so we should try to make ourselves more like that if we can. And, you know, here's what I had to do. You know, I used to smoke pot, okay? Right. And I was okay with it. I thought Jesus was okay with it. I was, you know, I was like, okay, well, so I got to thinking like I'm thinking now, and it's like, would Jesus smoke this joint with me? Nah. I'm not sure he would. I don't see that being the way it would be. And so that alone was enough for me to be like, okay, I gotta straighten these ways out, you know, because my body is a temple. And if I poison it with anything, it's going to be deleted from what it could be. You know, so I'm destroying myself if I do.
When I saw Jesus with the long hair, the robe, and everything, it looked like Jesus just got stoned. And he just came from a concert. I would think that
he could
of
be.
Him.
We don't know.
It'd be okay. You know, 'cause there's natural herbs and so on and so forth. That's okay, and I understand what you're saying. But there's one thing that I want to know: if God forgives all of our sins.
Yeah.
God forgives you, but he hates the sin. He doesn't hate you. He hates the sin. Now, if he forgives all of our sins, then there's no hell. Because isn't that the whole thing of hell? Like, you know, you're a bad person. God's not going to forgive that sin. You're going to that place down there where it's a little hot in the summertime forever. Because
mm-hmm.
I did not forgive that sin. But you're telling me that God forgives all of our sins, then there must not be a hell then.
No, I mean, here's what I'm telling you, is you don't knowingly sin. You know, you don't go back and say, well, I'm saved and he forgave my sins, so I'm going to go sin again, and he'll forgive
right.
that again. You know,
right.
you know, that's playing games with God there. You know, you got to be one way or the other, and the Bible says if you're lukewarm, if you're somewhere in the middle, he will steal
right.
you out of his mouth. I mean, that's
okay.
like vomiting you out of his mouth. So
right.
the worst feeling I can think of, Brian, is to get
mm-hmm.
to heaven and get
right.
to, let's just call it just a big desk, and you're going to try to
mm-hmm.
check into heaven, and you're not
right.
on the list. And he says,
right.
I don't know you. Flee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then what?
Wow.
So wouldn't it be better to be on the list?
Yeah, but that's a big list, and I don't know if, you know, we're, you know, there's a lot of, here's what you're saying, and I'm thinking that the people goes, I'm a sinner, if you repent, therefore God will forgive your sins and that kind of thing, but if you don't repent or you don't believe in me or Christ or the Lord, you're going to be doomed to meet my friend Luther.
Absolutely. If you just go through life living like hell, and you just
right.
don't care, and you just
right.
say, you know, F this and F that and whatever, and just be mean, and you kill people,
right.
you do these things, and you don't have a repentive heart, you don't care.
Right.
You're going to hell.
Mm.
And
yeah.
it's not just a warm summer place, man. Do you know what scares me the most about hell is gnashing of teeth? The gnashing of teeth. That scares me.
That's my other question, Demi. I love talking to you, but that's my last question. Knowing what you went through and living or dying in a split instant, living on a machine 11 days, are you afraid to die?
Absolutely not. I'm not.
And
like I said, I coded three times, and I was scared to death then, but I got a glimpse of heaven, man, and I know
yeah.
it's true. And
wow.
I kind of had a choice. Go or stay. And I
right.
know God sent me back with these four things. And that's what I preach all the time, these four things. It's so simple. It's so simple.
Right.
We make it hard. It's
right.
so simple, but we make it hard. We make it difficult. We want to make things, you know, our way. We want to be our own God and, you know, make him into a mold that fits my life.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't work that way. You know, he's the one with a big plan. And,
right.
you know, what really got me, Brian, is if you think about how you cut yourself and
right.
your body heals it. You heal, your body
right.
heals. And
sure.
how does that happen? If there's not a God, how does that happen? You know, leave Jesus out of the picture for a minute. If there's
right,
not a
right.
God,
right.
if there's not a God, how do we, are we intricately put together so well that one thing has to work for the other thing to work for the cells to be able to do what they do. I mean,
exactly.
and the blood had to be, you know what I'm saying? It's difficult.
Yeah.
Just one human.
It.
Just think about
it's
one
true.
Body, you
right.
know? So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm not scared to die now, but I know I'm here in a second life to help people. And that's what the Hope Fest is really all about. But, you know, we've got so much great entertainment coming. It's unreal. We got Erin Stahl. You talked to her, right?
Yes.
What a lovely lady, huh?
Oh, what a voice on that lady. The country western singer.
I'm telling you.
She's absolutely amazing. Yes, I did.
Yeah. And you didn't get a chance to talk to Joseph Baldwin, but Joseph, he is a county commissioner. But he just happens to look like Tim McGraw, and he seemed just as good. And so he's awesome. And we got Lucy Tiger, which you didn't get to hear, but she's from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And her family were sitting in Australia, and they watched the documentary, Muscle Shoals documentary. And they moved here because of that documentary. And she's just unreal, too. You'll love her. I don't think you got a chance to interview her. But unreal. She's great. So then we got, you know, L.A. Shepherd. You got to talk to him?
Yeah, I did. He's a great guy.
Don't you love that guy's voice?
I do.
I mean,
I do.
It was great.
Exactly. It is. You know, he probably has the face of a model and a voice for radio. He did.
I don't know about a face of a model. He's got a radio face.
All right.
But you know, he's got a great heart.
Yes, he does. He does.
And he's actually the grandson of a legendary songwriter named Peanut Montgomery. And Peanut Montgomery wrote, it's unreal what all he wrote. I can't even get into that. But
right.
We also got, you know, Caleb Story, and I think you talked to him.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
He's really a great guy.
Of course I did. That's
he was just
an
interview. Yeah, he went to, you know, college to be a lawyer. But he realized that he loved music so much that he didn't want to spend his life in a courtroom, you know.
Yeah.
And so he's just a super good guy, super Christian guy. And, you know, not that all these people are here to help raise money for those great charities. And, you know, we got jump houses and vendors and trucks and, you know, all this stuff is just to help people. And help these homeless people to try to get them, you know, if they want, we can get, you know, like I said, five of them off the street Saturday. So if you're praying people out there, please pray that God moves on those five people and we can locate them out of the crowd and help them become who they really need to be. And, you know, some people are just economically a few ticks away from being on the street, you know.
Don't you? That is so true. Yeah.
It's a rough world, and everything's so stupid high now, and it's just like, you know, how am I going to make it? And how is this going to get paid and that paid? And then, and we got to where now cable bills like a couple hundred dollars a month to watch TV.
You're right. You're right. It used to be back in my day, you're a paycheck away from being in the street. Now it's less than that. You know what I mean?
It's a matter of
a snap. You know, one minute you're walking in the door, next minute you're out the door. So,
Hey, you know, I want to tell you about this one other artist we got coming.
Sure.
He's amazing. His name is Van Birchfield. And you've actually heard his music before. You just don't realize it. At Christmas, all the music you hear with that saxophone, I Wish You a Merry Christmas, all that's him. And And he actually is the Guinness Pearl Book of Records holder for the longest sustained note on a saxophone for like over an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he took that from Kenny G. Kenny G had the record. This guy took it away from him, and he's now in the Guinness Book of World Records with that. And what they do, they use this thing called circular breathing, where they're actually breathing in their mouth while they're blowing out on the saxophone. And he puts on a show with his saxophone and man, this guy is mind blowing. And shoot, man, why don't you just get on a plane and fly in?
I love it.
I mean,
I would love
it. You know,
I would love it.
All you gotta do, come on.
I got so many obligations here, but no, I'm serious. I would love it. I talked to so many people from Alabama, and speaking of that, you know, my co-host is from Alabama. Robin is from Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, great. It sounded really good, and there she is right now. I would love to, and I will get there. Hey, Robin.
I am here.
Look at this. Look at Ethan's in. It's pretty damn good. One day I got to get out there, Robin.
Hey,
yes,
Brian.
I do.
Brian, I tell you what. Why don't you plan on next year?
We'll
get you out here. We'll get you a plane ticket and a hotel room and feed you good, and you come out here and host this thing.
You'll
have
to eat at the 360 grill. It is something else.
Oh, yeah. We'll put you up at the Marriott. We'll put you up. Yeah.
Wow.
And bring food.
You don't have to put me up.
Absolutely.
I'll just sleep over at Robin's house, and Robin and Ryan will put me in the guest room, and I'll be good to go. Get some food.
Hey, that's good. Come on. I dare you. I dare you.
I will. So I will do
Let's
it.
Do
I
it.
Hosted a lot of events. I hosted a lot of events in Louisiana, musical events and other things. And yeah, I would love to go to Alabama.
Yeah, you could be the MC.
Okay,
sure,
I'm in. Let's do this. I'm all excited now. We're already planning for next year. People have been reaching out. You've heard the group Shenandoah before,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I did.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they all live here. And we're working on right now trying to get them lined up to be the headliner next year. And so we're excited about that. And we're going – so much music comes out of here. It's unreal that – and we're so close to Nashville. And, you know, I'm working now with an agency. It's called April Potter Entertainment. And we got tons of acts that we book. We actually book tribute bands. You know, from all kind of different tribute bands, whatever you might want to pick from. And because that's the big thing now. People want to, you don't want to pay the huge prices, but they get that same in entertainment through those tribute bands. And so we'll probably have a tribute band here next year that blow your mind. And there's just no telling what all is going to happen next year. So I'm serious if you are. Tell me your serious. Okay, let's do it.
I really am.
I want you to. We're trying to build this hope up to where we can help more and more people. And the whole real idea is to bring this community together so that, you know, if we pool our resources together, we can make a difference. You know?
I think we – yeah. You can. And let everybody know how they, let's say we're not in Alabama, but how can people contribute? How can people donate? What website to go to? Tell the people on how to reach you. And because our interview is basically over, you're a great guy. I could talk to you forever, but this is your like 30 seconds to a minute without being interrupted about how people can reach you, donate to this fantastic festival, blah, 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 blah. It's all yours now, Trent Stevenson, everybody. All right.
All right, so here's what you do. If you want to donate, I have my mother is in charge of all the money. I don't touch it, okay? So you would send it to Winona Craig, 111 County Road, 168, Moulton, Alabama, 35661. I think I got the zip code right. I hope so. Well, you can donate any amount you want, and it'll go into the kitty, and we are going to make a difference in the world around us. You know, we can't do a lot for everybody, but we can do what we can around us and bring our community together, bring the world together, bring everybody together to make differences in what's going on in our society. We don't want to talk about it anymore. We want to do something about it. I'm tired of Band-Aids. It's time to make a difference. These people are sleeping on the ground and in bushes. That's right.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Okay, sorry about that. I'm doing the whole show on the phone, and I accidentally hit a button. Sorry.
That's cool, man. I was finished. I'll preach all day if you let me.
Just to repeat again, so you donate to, we're going to say that address one more time, and it could be any type of donation. If you want to donate $2, $3, $50, $1,000, any donation is appreciative. Am I right, Mr. Stevenson?
Absolutely, and it's all going to be pooled together to make a huge difference in the society we're living in here in the world. We're going to do all we can for as many as we can. But that address, again, is like 111 County Road, 168, Moulton, Alabama. And just make it out to my mother, Winona, W-H-O-N-N-O-N-I-A, that's an Indian name, Craig, C-R-A-I-G. And she will take it from there. She's the one in charge of all that, and she'll be the one making all the checks out to these great people that we're trying to help. And it's just going to be a great day, and I'm trying to pray the rain away. It's a little on the 50-50 side, I think, right now. So I'm standing on the side of 50% that it's not. But
well, you know, wherever you are, I'm going to tell you something, Trent. Wherever you are, sunshine, man. It doesn't matter if it's raining. It doesn't matter if it's snowing. It doesn't matter if there's a hurricane, tornado. It doesn't matter. Helping people and changing people's lives, that's a ray of sunshine anywhere. 24 hours, my friend. 24.
Thank you for saying that, man. It makes me feel great.
And maybe other cities will have a hope fest of their own for their own people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Maybe
it's
for the trend.
Absolutely. Put it together. They can contact me through the April Potter Entertainment. Just go to aprilpotterentertainment.com, and you can see all the great artists that we can book you. We can come to you. We can put together a Hope Fest in California, New York. Wherever you want to have a Hope Fest, we'll bring a Hope Fest because everybody needs hope. Everybody.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you one question, Brian.
Sure.
What do you think about Old Pete Key? What do you think about my boy, Old Pete Key? What do you think about
it? Pete Key?
Yeah.
He is amazing, man. You know, I was telling him, I mean, you know, it's like I'm a little nervous or anxious to interview a motivational speaker because those guys are really great. They're in a world of their own. And because they come in, they go, yeah, blah, blah. And you know what? He is that and more. This guy has a heart like of gold. He speaks highly of you, by the way. I think he's great. I can hang out with him. I can hang out with you. I have a little supper. I can hang out with you guys before we know it. I'm there a week going, hey, what happened? A week went by, and I'm still here at supper time and talking to you guys. It's like your family. It's just really good people. Really good people.
Next year, let's plan this thing, and Robin and me will be in touch with you, and we'll get this thing set. And
sure.
Anywhere that you want to put on a Hope Fest anywhere, we will help you do that. We will help you do that. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't really need a whole lot of money. I don't do this for money. I just do this because I love people and because I know
right.
I'm doing the next right thing, Brian. Just the next right thing.
I know.
That's it.
Next year
we're going to do just what you said. We're going to hang out, me and you, Pete,
right.
Everybody wants to hang out. We're going to get together next year.
Well, Robin's going to cook us some vittles. She promised.
Yeah.
Robin, don't cook
middle. I think we better go out to eat, Brian.
We'll go out to eat.
Yeah, let's just plan on going out.
Go to the 360 Grill. I mean, it's just the very top of the largest tower in the city, and it overlooks the cities and the river, and it rotates.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
I will
and
be out there next.
Very nice. Very nice restaurant.
But, Brian, we're going to put you up first class. We do everything first class. We don't mess around. You'll be taken very good care of. And we'll get you an airplane ticket, the whole nine. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Oh, you
and if you want some real, if you want some,
all that money's gonna go to the homeless, not to me. I'll get there. Even if I'll get there in buggy and wagon or horse or whatever, that money, first pass ticket or that hotel money, you put that where you need to do and build that whole fest up there. I'll donate it to your cause, and I will be there. How's that?
Hey, that's perfect.
Thank you.
And if you really want some good hometown cooking, I'll put my mom on that, and she'll hook you up.
Oh,
she'll fatten you up, son.
Chicken, southern chicken is my favorite, and grits is my favorite.
Chicken.
Those are the two.
That ain't no problem.
Grits
ain't no problem there. There ain't no problem.
Everybody,
but hey, like I said, anybody out there wanting to do a Hope Fest or just book, you know, anything, call. Just get in touch with me through April Potter Agency, April Potter Entertainment, .com, and I'm there. So that's all they got to do.
Where they can message me and I can send them to you.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kind of ways. And I've got a telephone number, too. Brian, I'll get out there. My number is 256-491-3708, and that's my personal cell phone. So anybody want to just reach straight out to me, they can. If they just want me to pray with them on the phone, I'll do that.
Right. And be respectful who calls you. We don't want a lot of morons calling you. Hey, I heard you're on Brian's show. No, we don't need you morons. God will tend to you. Right now, we got serious
people. Well, they're making their own choice to be that. Made their choice to be that way. You know?
That's true.
They can be different if they want. Just like OPP always says, pull up your bootstrings, get up off your rear end, and do something.
Right.
You
got
to do something.
Those bootstraps. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to do something. You can't expect something to change if you don't change.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't
get
no change if you don't change. So, these people that are out there that just are lazy, they're lazy. They're not going to get anywhere. That's their choice.
Mm.
That's their choice. But they can get up and do the same thing you can, Brian.
Yeah,
you know, I was listening earlier, and just like when you were talking about being in school, that motivated me, you know, that you were able to pull through that and were able to move on from that without it killing you. Because, you know, a lot of people, that would have put them on their rear end and been embarrassed. They would have just sat back down. They would have been like, you know, I'm not doing nothing. This makes me so, you know, and then from there, guess what? The devil takes over and he'll just let you beat you down till you just don't want to do it. You know, you feel, you know, like you can't do anything, and he'll keep you there as long as you'll stay. And I was talking to a boy the other day about just try the Christian life. And if it don't work out for you, the devil will always take you back.
That is so true.
That is very true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Trent Stevenson, thank you so much. Come to the show anytime you want to. I'll be in honor of Hope Fest. I think it's this Saturday. Am I correct, Robin? Is it this Saturday?
Yes,
it is.
This Saturday,
it
the
is.
20th. It
the 20th.
Starts at noon and it goes till when it's over.
Okay. Today's Wednesday, am I correct? Wednesday?
Yes.
I'll be promoting it, and I will get the information so people can still donate for next year. I'm going to try to do my part in Hope Fest. It's a great cause. Again, Mr. Stevenson said, you know, it's rough times. It's rough times out there. But you know what? Other people are having rough times, too. They need you. This is where you step up. It doesn't matter what it is, $1, $5, $10, $20. It doesn't really freaking matter. Help someone. If you help someone, it will help you. And it's
absolutely
true. You give it, and it comes back to you. It always does.
It does.
You
know,
you,
I
sir.
Always say, Brian, yes, sir, thank you so much for it's an honor that you would have me on and the guests that are on being Hope Fest, and just thank you so much, and God bless you, and you're going to get a return for that. In Jesus' name, I say. Okay?
You know what? I feel it. And sir, you are inspiration. You are you keep doing what you're doing. You keep fighting what you're fighting. And anytime that you need to come on and say a message or something, you got this forum right here on my show. Go through Robin, and you got the VIP door. Ladies and gentlemen, I would say my new best friend, and I will see him next year. And I will be there, and we're going to have some supper. And I'm going to find out about Alabama. Everybody,
we're going to have some chicken and grits. We're going to have some chicken and grits.
First, you got to go to the 360 and see everything from that tower. It is amazing.
You will have the best time of your life. We're going to take you to a place called the Rattlesnake Saloon, and that you go down they take you down in a truck, and it's up under a cave, and there's a restaurant in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have live music. It's great, man. You're going to love it.
Oh, I would love that.
And not only that, it's only a short 6-hour drive to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some beautiful beaches?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a really sweet thing to take Cindy to.
Yeah, she'd love Gulf Shores. Gulf Shores is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get my girlfriend, and we're going to Alabama. Now, she's a city girl. She's actually from Oregon and California. I don't think she's been out in I took her to Louisiana with me. She loved Louisiana, so she'll love Alabama. Sweetheart, Yeah, she would.
Yes, we're a lot more friendly, and we have smaller bugs.
Sounds good.
They got some monster insects in Louisiana.
Oh, they sure do.
Mm-hmm.
They can film it. My new best friend, Trent Stevenson, everybody. Look at that.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
You are welcome. Look at that, applause for you. You're so welcome, my friend. You stay fighting. You're my inspiration. We're all going to everybody's going to some stuff in their life right now. A lot of people don't talk about it, but hearing stories like yours and Mr. Key and everybody else, you give them a choice to fight back. Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Keep in mind, there's always somebody worse than you are.
That's true. That is true. That is true.
All you got to do is look around.
Everybody's in that fourth quarter in their life, and they look around at what they've done in the past. They look at and then they realize they do have a future. And what are you going to do now? Instead of, like you said, instead of dwelling on the past, what are you going to do now? And make that new past a great one, right? You can do it.
Yeah, I mean, make it. You know, God puts us through things so we can help people go through the same things later. You know. He puts people in your path that's going through the same thing you did, and you're able to reach them and speak to them and be able to help them that way. So we don't just go through things in life just to be going through things. No, we go through things so that we can learn from those things, so that we can build on that, grow from that, and help others. That's what it's all about.
And then sometimes when you try to help somebody, it backfires on you.
You can't get them all, but my dad always told me, Brian, that you can eat an elephant just one bite at a time, over time. You can eat that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat that thing, whatever it is. Well, you can do it.
This is a true story, and it's not very long, but I will say that. Do you remember Riverside Cafe, the Riverside restaurant downtown?
Uh-huh.
Florence? Well, it's closed now, but that used to be my hangout because I loved it. And there was a guy that came in there one day, and you could tell he was probably homeless. And he was asking people if they had any work to make money. And I was like, and he had mentioned something that he hadn't eaten in 3 days. Well, I did not want to draw attention to myself. So as I got up to leave, I said, okay, you know, get him a cheeseburger and just put it on my tab. And I said, don't tell him it was me until after I leave. Well, the waitress didn't do that. She told him anyway. And when I was walking out the door, he came up to me and he said, I'll pay you $50 to have sex with me.
What?
Yeah, what? I had just bought him food. And then he turned around and asked me to be his whore. So, you can't fall for all of it. You know,
absolutely not.
I
don't know if you got enough time for me to tell you a quick other story or not, but
sure.
I won't start it until you say.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Just a few days ago, like Monday, I went to the Salvation Army, and I was talking to some of the homeless, letting them know what we're doing. They were coming to pick them up and in the van and everything. And this one guy was standing out to me in my mind. I kept seeing him over here, and he was standing backish. And so I talked to him, and he said, man, can you just take me downtown Florence? And I said, yeah, man, yeah, we can take you down there. So on the way, I said, man, when's the last time you eat? And he said, oh, man, I got 3 bags of chips in my bag. Do you want one of them? I said, no, man, I mean like a cheeseburger or something. And he told me, he said, man, that cheeseburger sounds better to me than sex. And he said, I ain't eating no cheeseburger, and I don't know how long. I said, well, have you ever went down here to cook out and had a cheeseburger? He said, no, man, but I love it. I love the smell. And so I took him to cook out. I got him a cheeseburger and fries, and we sat down, and I said, you think we might want to pray before we eat? And we'd already been talking about, you know, he had been a Christian, but he got away from it. You know, he wasn't living right. And I said, well, hey, you know, all you got to do is just say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I want you to take me back and just, you know, forgive me. And I want to try to walk with you. And he said, I'm going to do it right now, if that's okay. And I said, do it. Do it. I said, I'll pray with you, but it's all between you and God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I said, you do it if you want to. I'm not asking you to. You do what you want. And so he started praying for our food, and this guy got loud. He was praying. He was weeping to God to take him back. And you could just feel it. I mean, he just was just renewed. And he said, man, how can I help you get people to help people over there? And I said, look, take these flyers and pass them out to people that you know is homeless. I don't know where everybody's at. They move around so much. I can't keep up because, you know, they get arrested for charging their phone at the park. You know, they're just trying to do something. They don't know where to go. And everywhere they go, they get ran off. And so where do they go?
A room at the inn is a temporary shelter in Florence.
It is.
It's on Chisholm Road, called A Room at the Inn.
It's packed out. There's no more room at the inn now. But I know what you're talking about. It's a great place. It's just packed out. There's so much problem. And, you know, but just like this young guy, he's changed. And he said, what do I do now? And I said, well, you want to go to church Sunday, I'll come over here and get you and take you with me. And so Sunday I'm going to go get him, take him with me.
Wow.
And, you know, that's what you do one at a time, man. One at a time. And this guy's changed.
Wow. That must have been one hell of a cheeseburger. Wow.
It was, man. And I ain't never seen nobody eat one so fast. This guy took it. And I felt so bad. I said, man, here, take the rest of mine. You don't care to eat after me. Eat it. You know?
Hey, I tell you, the best ones around are at Bumpers. They really are, and they're enormous.
Yep, they're great.
They are.
But
you guys are really good people. I can't wait to get out there. I really can't wait to get out there, man. enjoy you wonderful people. You know, I'm jaded. I'm in Hollywood. I'm in California. When you go to New York, you get a little jaded. But when you finally get into the South or even the Midwest or whatever, you realize there's a different group of people out there. They call, they care. And you're not used to, they actually do care. You know where you guys are, y'all from? They care. Here in California, we don't care. We don't have time to care. It's too expensive to care. It's like, Brian, do you care? No, I can't afford you caring. I'm out. But you guys actually care. And it can't change the color. And I want to thank you guys. I think we have a little bit of time. But ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm going to say my new friend, Trent Stevenson.
Absolutely.
And when we come, thank you, sir. And watch for me in Alabama, and I'm going to see about this Hope Fest because it's in my head. I think I got some ideas. And when we come back, I don't know how much time we have. I'm here in Laughlin, Nevada, and I just lost most of my money, but my girlfriend has some money. And you will hear behind the scenes of me getting on my knees saying, please, honey, can I go gamble?
That's how my mother used to do it. She used to dole out the money to Daddy because he would sit there and spend it all.
Right.
Go to the casino. She was like, okay, you have $100 for this long, you know, and then come back later.
My grandma was really smart. My papa, he used to go and play pool, and he was a great pool player. So he won a lot of money playing pool. At night, she would get in his pocket and take all of his money out and leave him just enough to play some more pool, and he never said a word. He knew she was going to take his money because he would waste it on something. But
when I won those tournaments, guess who kept the money? Me.
Exactly.
Now, I kept my money. I was like, it's not easy beating people that's been at it 20 years longer than you have.
That's true.
Well, we'll be right back. And today's show is brought to you by Pat Overland, everybody. Pat Overland's Bakery. Home of the devil food and angel food cake. You choose. You got free will. They're both yummy. I'm only kidding, Trent. Choose the angel food. The angel food. Make the right choice.
Make the next right choice and get your angel food cake.
That's it.
All right. Man, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
I can't thank you guys enough, man, for having us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. And Robin's the perfect person, man. She introduced me to y'all. Robin, I thank Robin for introducing me to you guys. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Robin's the best, man.
She is.
Robin's the best. You got a great one. You got a great co-host right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mess with her. I do know that. She has to put up with me, and she has the patience of a saint. It's like she's John the Baptist.
Well, just don't turn her the wrong way. You might see another side.
No.
That might be the wrong choice, Brian. Make the next right choice.
Yeah, we're gonna keep her. We're gonna keep her as how she is, and we'll be right back, everybody. My new friend, thank you, Trent Stevenson, and we'll be back with more show. Stick around.
Thank you, buddy.
It's real simple. You got two more quarters and that's it. Now, most of you have been playing this game for 10 years. You got two more quarters, and after that, most of you will never play this game again as long as you live. I want you to take a moment, and I want you to look each other in the eyes. I want you to put each other in your hearts forever, because forever is about to happen here in just a few minutes.
I got my fans in the stands, my team on my back, my family in my heart, I put my city on the map. See, I'm cool with my school, but I know I can do better. I checked the mail yesterday and not one college letter, not one college offer. After all this hard work, I'd be telling you a lie if I said it didn't hurt. So how do I stay focused in this game called life? And do I have a fair chance when this world's so shite? See, we all pay a price, I got some things on my mind, but I need to regain
game I focus up. It's game time, give all, leave nothing. In the end I gotta choose. Clear eyes, full heart, I can't lose. Clear eyes. Put your hand in mine. Whatever's about to happen right here in this moment of time. So let's draw a line right here in the sand. And let it be said that on this very day is the day that we took a stand. Cause not just a game, it's more than a game. It's more than a hurt, it's more than a pain. It's more than the glory, it's more than the fame. This right here is about legacy, man. So it's bigger than me, it's bigger than us. We can lose sight of the midst of the bus. Let's slow it down and take it in. Enjoy this moment with the rust. They went bad, but we wanted more. This is what we've been waiting for. With tears in our eyes, we let our hearts roar. Unleash war, we walk out the door. We won't be delayed, we won't be denied. In the end, we won't refuse with clear eyes, a full heart. There's no way that we can lose.
Clear eyes.
But a nice drink. I want to thank my guests. How much time do I have? 30 minutes. I wanted to do this. I don't know if you guys want to do it. I want to thank Mr. Stevenson. I mean, Trent Stevenson for a beautiful thing. I want to thank motivation speaker, my new motivation speaker, Mr. Key. Pete Key was on too, man. Those guys are great. Don't forget about the whole fest. Give what you can. $1, $2, $3, $50, $1,000. Hell, instead of going to that hooker tonight, do something nice. Put that money into a donation. Right? Mm-hmm. It's better off. It's better off. Either you get hurt or donation to help other people. I choose donation. I'm going to open up the mic right here. I got a half an hour. I do want to let you know, before I was on the break, I was talking to my girlfriend about somebody lost all their money. I don't know who it is, allegedly. So I was saying I'd like to take my audience to the casino, and she was so nice, baby. So anyway, I'm gonna go to casino. Yes. It seems like I misplaced my money.
That's too damn bad.
No.
He's probably on his way to the back to the vault in the casino.
Exactly.
This is not a game show.
What do you mean?
No.
All I need is a little bit. Just a little bit. Come on. You bet.
I got a dollar.
What am I gonna do with a dollar?
Play a slot machine.
Slot.
You said one roll.
All right, a dollar. I'm going to be a poor person out there. They're going to feel sorry for me. You know what? I'm going to carry
funny?
One of the buckets we have in the hotel. Are you really just giving me a dollar? Are you serious?
I'm
Come
serious.
On.
What would be funny
Are
is
you
if
really...
you took that dollar and hit and it turned it into a lot more.
Really? You think that would happen? Could I put this in the summer?
It could. Yeah. You never know.
Okay.
I've heard the strangest thing.
I'm going to put – you're right, Bob. I'm going to take this dollar. I'm going to go downstairs.
And make something.
And make them. Make them have friends.
Okay, good. I like friends.
I like friends, too.
Daddy, one time, he knew nothing about shooting craps. But he was headed one night. We were at a casino. This is back when I was a kid. And I was already in the room. Mother was already in the room. But he wanted to stay out a little later and play. So on his way back into the room, he put like $5 on a crap table and hit it for $1,200. And then, but knew nothing about what he was doing.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen. Why can't it happen to me?
I know. It could.
Who are we kidding? It's not going to happen to me. No.
You never know. You never know.
I'm going to bring back the money.
Yes, I want lots of friends.
You think I can do this?
I want lots of friends.
I'll bring you some friends. I don't know how good they're going to be.
Even if they're a few friends.
Just a few friends?
A few friends is more than one friend.
But maybe my friends are thirsty. How about getting those up until they could drink?
No, they don't get to drink.
They don't get to drink?
No.
What kind of person are you?
Maybe.
All right.
No, they're usually in most casinos that I've ever been to. If you're playing, you get free drinks.
Yeah. I'm going to get free drinks.
But you have to be playing.
She's drinking coffee. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. She gave me $1, and I'm going to put that dollar in.
The challenge is on.
The challenge is on, right? And you don't want
it
to
is.
I can do it. Don't you tempt me, baby. Oh, that's right, right. You just don't believe. I am. You're investing in me?
Yes.
Once you invest more and you find happiness.
I'm investing one.
Yeah, come on. Not $1. Come on. Just
no.
$2.
No, go do your thing with one.
$3.
You said more.
All right.
That'll do it.
Okay. You know what? This is going to be embarrassing.
No, it won't necessarily. It's either win or lose.
Win or lose. All right. You see?
You're not in control.
Yeah, not in control.
See?
You see, you think I have a charmed life and everything? Everybody loves Brian. Cindy loves Brian. Here's a dollar. What the hell is that? I love you for a dollar. Do you want me to perform a sex act for some money?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just asking. Just asking. Just asking. $50 to make you holler. All right. Okay, you sound bad. I'm not rude. You're my girl. I'm supposed to be rude. And accept my rudeness. How's that? All right. All right. Where am I going to go play? My machine? Which one? Your machine?
Not my machine.
I can't play your machine.
I know what you thought you want.
What do you mean you want my mojo on your machine? What's wrong with my mojo? Seriously. I can't. You really don't want me to play your machine? You are serious. Do you hear what's going on here? You hear what's going on there? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting dressed now, and we're going downstairs. We're going downstairs. And when I strike it rich, baby, I want you to worship me. All right.
You're already like, yeah, you can pay me back now.
Exactly. I'm going downstairs now. You give me the thumbs up? She's giving me the thumbs up.
Yeah, grab the key.
Is this my key?
They're all
the same. Yeah, okay. I'm taking my wallet just in case they bring up friends.
I like your friends.
I know you like my friends. You just like me for my friends.
Did you
friends? Oh, stop it. Wish me luck, baby.
Good luck, baby.
All right. I'll be bringing some friends. All right. We're live on the air. I'll be right back. Oh, don't give me a thumbs up.
I'm going to give them that.
Okay. All right. I'm now in a hallway. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting it. The elevator may cut you off.
Okay. Yeah, the elevator may cut me off, but if it does, just stay with me for a minute. I hope it doesn't disconnect. Talking on the song, we're at the Tropicana Hotel, by the way.
Oh.
So, here
that's
we
awesome.
Go. Oh, look. The sign of the ice machine. Yay.
Mm.
Ice machine. Just give you guys the audience where we are. Okay, I'm passing the ice machine. Freaking dollar. Okay, I'm going here. she's mad at me because I lost 100 last night.
Is it only 100?
Huh?
Is it only 100?
Yeah, only 100. That's true, because we're going to be here another night. Here's the elevator, everybody.
Oh.
I may lose you.
I'll tell you, my mother would go 3,000.
Really? I'm in the elevator.
Yeah.
I'm in the elevator.
Oh, still picking up? Good.
Can you guys still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Are you going down? Okay. I'm going to go down with you. Look at what?
Right, let's go. Yeah. Let's go lose some money. Keep going. All right.
We're going to win? I don't. Oh, okay. That's a possibility. We're going to win. We're going to win.
You still there?
Good luck.
Who?
You too. I am now in the lobby. You're going to start hearing the silly music and the machines. Down on the floor. Looking for a machine to spend my dollar.
You might want to go for a penny machine. It might last a little longer.
I know, I really do, though. I really do, though. Can you guys hear the audio?
It might last a little longer.
Kind of quiet. Can you guys hear it?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear it a little bit?
A little bit. That's the quietest casino I've ever been in,
I've
ever heard.
I know. Well, it is a Wednesday morning.
That's true.
It is a Wednesday morning. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm talking to you. Uh-oh. I'm going in the back now where the naughty, naughty people are because I kind of quit smoking, but I'm under a lot of tension.
And you want a cigarette, don't you?
I really do. I'm by myself. I'm running with scissors.
Okay. Oh, no.
Can you guys hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys hear it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Speaking of Louisiana, we used to go to a big casino down there. It was in Kinder. Actually, it was in Coushatta. It was a Native American reservation.
Right.
And it was right across from a large prison camp. I believe it was Angola. And when we were driving to there, there was a sign right before we got to our hotel that said, prison area, do not pick up hitchhikers.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Literally. And I'm like, yay, we're going to stay down here. And there's, like, nobody around but us and the convicts.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And it was a dinky little town outside of Lake Charles.
Wow.
Kinder is. But, yeah, we go a lot. And then we go down to the Gulf Coast, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, before the hurricane got all of those casinos. And then, of course, there's Tunica, which is not too far. It's in Mississippi. It's about 4 hours away.
Well, you know, that sounds like fun, and I'm glad you did. Thank you, guys. I'm at the Buffalo. I got this one. I don't know if I want it. I got $1 to make the right decision. I want everybody to think positive. Ooh, this is a big buffalo. I like big buffaloes.
Okay.
So I'm going to put my dollar in a machine.
Okay.
And everybody's going to think positive. You're right with me. You guys can still hear the sound effects, right? You can hear it. Can you hear it?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I
can
hear it now.
Yeah. That's the one machine. That's everybody. That's one woman gambling thing. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to take my dollar. All right. Where's Pat? Because Pat's got to give me some voodoo, voodoo for my voodoo.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Pat. Take me to, I'm hearing, take me energy, Pat. Tell me to turn left, right, and tell me when to sit, because I'll sit there. Tell me to go left, go
right,
right, go straight,
right,
and
two,
tell me when to sit.
Right two.
Huh?
Right two machines.
Right, right two, right two. Okay, I'm at the Buffalo machine, and then what? What do you want me to do?
Just put in a coin and see what happens.
That's not good. Put in a coin. I could do that on my own. I'm going to put in a coin, see what happens. No, I need extracurricular.
No, it's just because I'm feeling that machine.
You are feeling that machine? Okay, I stepped away from the machine.
Yeah.
Okay, I stepped away from it. Tell me where to go again. Tell me where to go. I stepped away from it.
Oh, I don't know. You go stand in front of the machines again, and I'll tell you which direction.
Well, I'm in the middle of the casino. Where am I going? Where am I going? Tell me where to go. Walk right, left, and tell me when to sit down.
I think, are they to the right, the slots?
To the right. Okay, I'm going to the right. Now what? The machines are in front of me. What do you want to say? What am I going to do?
This time, go left.
Go left? Okay.
Three or four.
Four, I got the machine right here. It's still the Buffalo one. Play this one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Pat. Here we
go.
Okay,
we're holding our breath.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm sitting down now, everybody. I am sitting down. Pat wheeled me to this machine, and I'm putting in that $1 that someone faithfully said that I could do. Here we go.
Good luck, honey.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, Robin. All right, guys. I need each of you guys to blow, because you're going to blow on the dollar. Ready? Blow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm putting it in right now. There we go. Come on, machine. You guys hear that?
I heard it. Was that a no?
It's in. It is in.
It.
Here we go.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Nothing.
Oh,
this one doesn't even make noise. I don't like this one. I'm going to play it again. I got one more credit. Come on. Being positive. Here we go. Then it's been.
Oh.
Wait a minute. That's it? That's it? That's it? That's it? That was it.
Did you win any?
Well,
no. One spin I had with that dollar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh,
the tears.
Darn.
I figured the tears that are falling from this machine that people will give me another dollar. Boy, did that didn't end well. Okay, now I'm going back up. As people look at me and point and laugh at me, I'm going back up now. That was, well, you know, live radio, right? I mean, where else can I bring in a casino in my box? And I will go upstairs and I will lie to my girlfriend like I tend to do. And get her to get more money. I lost $100. She comes in, she hits the machine, she wins $200. She wins two.
Oh.
And I said, yeah. I said, sweetheart, why don't you keep on playing? No, I think I'm going to go upstairs and rest. I go, what? What are you talking about? I'm going to go rest now. I go, but you're hot.
No. She's smart. She knew. She won. She wanted to keep it.
Yeah. She wins $100. She goes, here's a little dollar for you. Go play.
What the hell is that?
I quit. I want to win, too.
She might be going to the spa after a while and getting a massage or a facial or something. You never know.
She may be planning on doing that with her winnings.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh, I'm lost.
If
Uh-oh.
It were me, I'd be in the swimming pool.
Yeah, but if Ryan asked you, hey, babe, I'm going down to the casino, spot me a little something, something, what are you going to give Ryan?
Probably whatever cash I have on me, and then I'm going to go to the pool.
Right, you're a good girl. You're a good girl. You love you guys. And John,
he pays me.
Yeah, you give him everything you have. That's all I wanted for her to do. And I just see, and same thing as John. That's John and Pat. I'm sure John says, hey, babe, I'm going to go downstairs, eh? And I'm going to play the machine, eh? And he gave me a little bit of something. And Pat, what are you going to do?
Let him do it.
Yeah.
You're going to give it to him, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, John's a casino guy, anyhow. He used to be a dealer.
Oh, really?
What was
his game? Was it blackjack, three-card poker, four-card poker?
And a few others.
Ooh,
poker.
Ooh. Roulette.
Yeah, he likes roulette.
That's good. I knew a guy that one of those little roulette balls, they threw it in there so fast it popped out, and it knocked out one of his front teeth. And
oh, my gosh.
They paid to have an implant put in because the roulette ball knocked out his front tooth.
You just made John laugh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's true. His name was Mo Murphy.
Well, we have the casinos here, too, in Niagara, right? So,
wow.
I'm just not a gambler.
Oh, you just turned. I'm sorry, Chris. Turn off the elevator so I can use these.
Oh, I love to. If it's not my own money.
Okay. I'd be fine if somebody gave me money.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, you guys are good girls. Look at you. I go in to my girlfriend. Hi, honey. Here's a dollar. Come on.
Well, I mean, you could hit. It's a possibility. You could hit.
I could have, but like, more possibilities, more chances. I'm going in elevator.
What do you
I'm
need to do? If
I don't
you really
know
if
I
want
lose
to.
It
if you really want to hit slots, you sit and watch somebody who's been there for a long, long time. And they feed it, and they feed it, and they feed it, and then they get mad and get up. Then you go get in that chair, and usually it'll hit pretty quickly after that.
Yeah, I've witnessed that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've seen people over people, you know, waiting to get their machine.
I remember I was in Lake Tahoe one day, and I went to a casino, and I just walked up to different machines, and every one I put a coin in came out, like I got coins. And mm-hmm. I think I did 10 machines like that before my luck quit.
Wow.
Can you guys hear me? Anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello? Oh, okay. My phone is
speaking. Brian.
Okay. I'm back up. I'm now going into the room, and I'm explaining to her I have no friends.
You need more $1.
need more dollars.
How shameful. So with my charm, and she's been with me for over the years, I mean, you ladies are saying how much, you know, your men.
I'm taking you to the coolest beach in the continental U.S.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
So
and you'll have to go to the Floribama.
Yes. Good.
You will.
Oh, by the way, I'm walking the hallways because I came in a different side and I'm lost. I mean, so I'm trying to find my room.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I've
hear
done
the
that
ice
before.
Machine. Yeah, I know. Okay, there's the ice machine. Okay, here we go. That lovely woman is going to get me more money because I'm worth it, right? I'm worth it. Even if I have to get
a
sex
act. Yeah, all you got to do is say, I'm going to take you to really cool places next year.
Okay, I'm here. I'm worth it. I lost my keys. Key to this room. Nope, that's my laundry key.
Now she's going to get mad at me because I'm, where's your key? And I'm wearing your key. Oh, I found my key. That was a bad impression. Here we go. I'm opening up the door now. She's going to ask me how I did, and I'm going to tell her pretty good. But they need more friends. He doesn't work anymore. Huh. Did she ask me that? Sweetheart?
She locked you out.
I think she did. Am I at the right door? Yeah, it's one door.
Oh, no.
All you have to do is yell, housekeeping, come back later.
This is what she puts up with. Went to the wrong side. What did, I can't remember. Am I at 920 or 921? My kid did not work at that room, and they're probably under the bed, scared now. Some idiot trying to break in.
They're probably not there, or else they would have answered the door.
I know. She didn't answer the door. I don't know if it's her. Let me look through the peephole. I think this is our room.
Housekeeping.
Hello? Just in case. Just like you're in bed.
She may have run off to the spa while you were gone.
Yeah. He might have done it. Or these poor people are on the bed going, he's back, that fat guy's back, and he's looking for a dollar. He's going to rob us of a dollar. Let me see. Let me make a call and find out where I am. Huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know that's my room. What floor? Oh, wrong floor. No, this is the floor. Wait a minute.
Oh, Brian.
I am lost. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to call her right now.
That would be so funny if she did that, give him a dollar to get him out of the room so she could sneak off to the spa.
that would be
funny. So here's a dollar. That'll distract you until you get downstairs, and then by that time, I'll be at the spa.
I know she'd do that.
That's pretty clever if she did. Oh, how funny. That is something I would do.
I just can't do because she knows, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give my money up like that.
Oh, me neither. I don't have enough of it, too. I mean, I love to play cards, and there is nothing I love more than getting in a high-stakes poker game, but I can't swing it. Now, if I had the money where I could take a loss and it wouldn't really cause, that much of an issue, I would probably play on occasion, but I can't do it
But no, my mother used to, she'd play cards every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. And that's how I learned, is I sat back and I watched everybody. I could tell who had a hand by the way they did, you know, their I learned their tails. It's hard to do. That's easy to do if you play with the same people. But if you, you know, casino, when you're playing with different people, it's hard to, it's really hard to spot their tails. Now, one guy, when he had a hand, he would, like lean up and get up on, like, one butt cheek, you know, kind of, just, you know, he would do that. Another woman, she'd take a sip of her water. And one would sit there and fiddle with their tips.
Oh yeah.
Mhm. So I got to learn.
Well, body language is an interesting thing to learn.
Mhm. It is. I mean, and they don't think they have a tail, but they do.
Oh, everybody does. No matter what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Some are just better at hiding it than others.